right. Yes. It is indeed that time. Best Show's back. Another Tuesday night. 3 hours of mirth, music, and mayhem. And we have a fun show for you tonight. The topic is the best duos of all time. 50 best duos of all time. Who should make the list? Call with yours. 201-332-3484. Let's get to it. Here we go. Best Show. It begins. Goodness. Mike, you here tonight? He's here. No more horsing around about you leaving. Somebody wrote me an email. Well, before I get it. Hey, everybody, it's the Best Show. My name's Tom Sharpling, the host of the Best Show. Tonight, one night only, I'm the host. Then God knows who will be here next week. No, I'm here every week. Since Bill Clinton was president, I was doing this. And I'll keep doing it until... Who would be president? What would be the worst version of that? I even think Donald Trump's the worst thing you can say in that spot anymore. I think you could say... Look, you guys know where I stand on this whole thing. Fingers crossed, Ted Cruz is going to roll in, win the New York primary next week. Can you imagine that? What if he won? After saying, talking about New York values. That dude never thought he'd still be in the thing until, I don't want to talk about this stuff. It's all anybody talks about. Not here, man. Look, could I talk about it and it'd be funny? Of course. Would it be the best version of any of that conversation you've ever heard? Undoubtedly. Are we going to talk about it? No. Why? Because you get it somewhere else. I'm not going to be the slightly better version of the worst subject. We're going to talk about the important things tonight. Like whether Andy Taylor and Barney Fife outrank Leopold and Loeb. Because we're talking about the best duos of all time. 50. The 50 greatest duos of all time. And we're going to be doing that throughout the show. But first, I want to tell you all that the phone number is 201-332-3484. And jeepers, it's a fun time here. Who's good, Mike? I'm going right to the phones. One. Is my idea good or your idea good? Could be both. Let's find out. It's very intriguing. Best show. Welcome to the best show.
Hey, Mike. It's Aaron in Minneapolis. How are you tonight?
I'm good. Now, for people who don't know, this is a guy who called a couple weeks ago. What is your name again, bro? Go ahead. Aaron.
It's Aaron in Minneapolis. How are you tonight?
I am very good. And for people who have not heard Aaron, you are using voice software to talk on the radio because you are what's the best way of explaining your condition, Aaron? And I'm supposed to say go ahead when it's time for you to talk. Go ahead.
I'm nonverbal, to put it simply.
Okay. That makes sense. Thank you. And what's going on in Minneapolis tonight, Aaron? Go ahead.
Yay, I am sorry about last time. I got snarky at the end of that call, didn't I?
Oh, you turned into a grade A creep. I gotta say it. That was some creep stuff, Aaron. Go ahead. I gotta fill this space with something.
I creep with the best of them.
You're a creep with the best of them? Well, no, I don't know what to say to that. I just too many creeps. I got creeps out there. We got guests tonight. I'm going to climb out the window.
By the way, if you want proof that I am disabled, I can Skype you sometime, or you can take my word. Either way is fine with me.
I'll take your word for it, Aaron. Let me finish saying what I was saying. I did not say go ahead. I was saying, I got these guests out there tonight. What a mistake. Oh, boy. I'm trying to climb out this window I'll just play a tape of an old episode of the show. And then I'll come back in at midnight and say, like, yeah, guys, I got a early morning. But I don't even have an early morning. I got nowhere to be. I'm like Officer and a Gentleman. I'm like Mayonnaise in that movie. Remember him? Remember Mayonnaise in An Officer and a Gentleman? Go ahead.
Or I can host the show tonight.
I think I might play an old episode. Go ahead.
Wise choice.
Yes. So, tell me what's going on in your neck of the woods, Aaron.
/ well, I am sick.
You're sick? What's wrong? Go ahead.
The spring crud, Tom. It's not fun.
Well, I'm sorry. It's hard. I feel for you. I really do. But let's talk about something. Do you have something for the topic about the 50 greatest duos? We're trying to put the list together. Go ahead.
Yes.
What's your
the best duo?
What do you
I
got?
I think we're Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry.
Violent, but
yes.
Kind of fun.
Tom and Jerry. I don't know. I was not nuts about Tom and Jerry. It was so violent. So violent. And that, it gets to the point where it's like, that mouse. Which one was the mouse, Tom or Jerry? Go ahead.
I think Jerry.
You're right. Well, Tom would be the cat, I guess, if it makes sense, a tomcat. There's a point when it's just like Jerry is like, it's like, all right, go find another house, Jerry, rather than brutalizing this cat who's only doing what cats do. You know what I mean? Go ahead.
Well, Itchy and Scraky were a ripoff of that.
I'm assuming you meant Itchy and Scratchy, not Icky and Scritchy. But whoever's doing the voice thing should update. Itchy and Scratchy's only been around for 38 years. It's time to fix the recognition module there. Right, Aaron? Go ahead.
It's my bad typo.
Don't worry. Everybody, if I had to type everything I was saying, oh my goodness, could you imagine the things that would come out of my mouth? Go ahead.
It shall won't last long.
All right. Look, buddy. I'm going to put Tom and Jerry on the list, but they might get bounced. I'm going to be honest with you. Not one of my favorites. But because you're a good dude, 49. They're going on at 49. I'm telling you, though, they could slide right off. Leopold and Loeb might beat them out. And I don't like murderers. They were murderers, right? Leopold and Loeb? Right, Mike? Were they the ones that Rope was based on? Do you ever see the movie Rope, Aaron? Go ahead. It's a Hitchcock movie. Rope.
Sadly, no.
You should check Rope out. Rope. It's shot. He does all these endless takes on it. It's like a guy showing off his fancy schmancy camera moves. It's not that good. Well, Aaron, you keep calling. I appreciate the suggestion. Tom and Jerry could fall off the list, but that's how it goes. Go ahead.
What about Simon and Garfunkel?
Simon and Garfunkel not making the list. No. Sorry, Brown.
One more thing.
Yes.
Hang up on me.
What's that
I
now?
Want to know what it's like. One more thing. Hang up on me. I want to know what it's like.
What do you want me to... You said one more thing, what? Go ahead.
Just do it.
Do what? And go ahead.
You know.
I honestly am having a hard time understanding what you're saying with this, Aaron. Go ahead. What did you want me to do? Go ahead.
Okay, fine.
It's okay. Best show.
This is Holden again.
What? Holden.
This is Holden.
Oh, well, good. What do you got playing in the background there, bro?
I just paused it.
Well, what was it? What was it?
Pink the cowdog.
What?
Pink the cowdog. Pink the cowdog.
Pink the slaw dog. What?
Pink the cowdog.
I don't know what that is. What's up, bro? What can I do for you?
There's a video game I just got, and I've been watching videos of for quite a while. Avengers Age of Ultron. Well, that's not what I wanted to talk about originally.
Okay.
When Mike said it was Dynamic Duels, I quickly came up with two neat ones.
All right, let's hear them.
Batman and Robin, and Bucky Barnes and Captain America.
Batman and Robin. What Batman? What are we talking about with Batman and Robin? What era of Batman and Robin? Adam West?
DC, actually.
DC? All right. Oh, so the DC era of Batman. Yeah.
And...
okay.
And of course you know who Captain America and Bucky are.
I do. Best friends forever. BFFs. In the Marvel Universe. And you know what the great thing about the Marvel Universe is, kid?
Yeah.
They're all pals. Captain America and Iron Man are best friends, fighting side by side, and
yes,
they never ever disagree about anything ever. That's the best thing about Marvel.
Yes, but you know what I said last time.
I don't. I wasn't paying attention, to be honest. What did you say last time?
About Civil War.
What about it?
Well, it happens in the comics, too.
Okay, we'll check. I'm going to check that out. So what is it, like a reenactment thing? You go dress as Captain America to like a Civil War reenactment?
No.
That would be the greatest. I'm telling you right now. If people, I'll give $20.
Okay, maybe that will happen.
Hey!
But it hasn't.
Grown-ups talking now! Grown-ups talking now! Hey! Grown-ups talking now!
Okay.
Grown-ups talking now! I was saying, it would be the greatest thing ever if people started showing up to Civil War reenactments dressed like Marvel characters and then fought. Like if you are for the North and then you show up dressed as like Captain America, and then someone's for, like, the Confederacy, and they show up dressed like Iron Man. $20 per person who video themselves doing that. You got to give me a good 5 minutes of video, including you guys being thrown out of the thing, and video of the people complaining that you ruined their Civil War reenactment.
That's excellent.
Why, thank you, Holden. I appreciate it. Look, we can find some peace here. You just got to realize, Holden, when the grown-up's talking, the grown-up's talking.
I
right?
got that.
You know what it's like, yeah. Right?
Yes, I just forgot.
Don't worry, buddy. We're friends.
Yeah.
So Captain America and Bucky and Batman and Robin. I'm going to put from that list Batman and Robin on the list. 43, number 43, Holden's suggestion. You made the list, Holden. Congratulations.
Yes, but what about Captain and Bucky?
They didn't make the list. Sorry.
I think I know why.
Why?
Because you heard of them before.
Wait, you don't think I heard of Batman and Robin before?
Okay, maybe you have.
I have. Ba-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. You never hear that song? Ba-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Yes, we have.
You know that song?
Yes.
How's it go? Here, I'll play the thing and then you sing it. Ready?
No, 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 Batman.
That's exactly it. You know. Look, Holden, we're bros, right? I don't want you. I don't want your dad beating me up because I screamed. Is your dad tough? Is he a tough guy? Fights a lot of people?
No, not.
Okay, then I'm not so worried.
Bye, Tom.
Bye. You have a great night, buddy.
Okay.
Bye. Best show. Welcome.
Hey, is this Tom?
It is.
Hey, what's up, man? This is Jason from Jacksonville.
Jason from Jacksonville, where? Florida?
Yeah, Florida, man.
What's going on in Florida tonight?
Not much, man. We're kind of in the lull in between our agricultural fairs and whatnot. You know.
What goes on in Jacksonville? What is Jacksonville like? I have no perspective on Jacksonville.
Well, I mean, it's kind of bizarre. I think AP Mike would dig it because everybody over the age of 47 is related to Lynyrd Skynyrd or Molly Hatchet.
Mike loves his Southern rock.
Yeah, man.
You know like, how he loves it. Yeah, man.
Listening to it, he would dig it, man. I don't know how true it is or not.
You think
he'd
dig it, man?
He would be entertained at a Walmart for an afternoon.
This is what I picture goes on down there. You ride those fan boats, right?
Yeah. But it's swamp boats, like the airplane engines. Yeah, man.
Yeah, with the giant fans behind them.
Yeah.
You ride those as you do, like, gun running
sort
in the
of,
swamps.
But, it's not that fun because you're just going to work doing that. You have to park your fan boat and then go do your dumb job.
You ever ride one of those fan boats?
I did when I was a kid. I kind of remembered it just being really terrifying. I think they're like, at least that I was told when I was a kid, they're like airplane engines or something in the back, or like an airplane fan, that big fan that like.
Now look, you're a Florida resident. Do you hear how everybody talks about Florida? Right? Does it drive you up the wall, or are you just kind of like, meh? Fair enough.
It's kind of in between, man. Sort of. It is, yeah, like the haters kind of suck, but in a way it's sort of, as far as like us kids who are in bands and whatnot, it's kind of like, yeah, we're that weird, man.
You're in a band, you know? Man?
Yeah.
What's your band, man?
My band's called The Mold.
The Mold.
The Mold.
What's The Mold sound like, man?
Kind of like synth punk, like very screamers.
Ah. Keyboard? You got a keyboard in The Mold, man?
Yeah. It's just keys, bass, and drums.
I love it. That's a good combo.
Yeah, man. I'll send you a package.
Send it, man. You guys like, Gary, what's his face? You know.
Gary Wrong?
Yeah.
Or Gary the Squirrel?
No, not Gary the Squirrel,
no,
man.
Gary Wrong. Yeah. We know Gary, man.
Gary rules. That's some of the best.
Totally, man. It's all of our little weird elbow of the Gulf, man.
I saw that dude at Gonerfest, man. That was some heavy-duty stuff.
Oh, man, dude, rules. Dude, yeah, we played with him at the first Total Punk Fest. We're doing this last Total Punk Fest here in Orlando.
Keyboards
south
are...
south from me.
If somebody told you that a keyboard wasn't punk, what would you say to him, man?
I would say... I probably would just, like, smirk and walk off.
What?
I probably wouldn't say anything to him because, or I would tell him, listen to fucking Screamers.
Hey, nice
or
mouth,
to
you jerk. You swamp trash. Hope you get bit by a gator tonight. Not eaten by one, just chomped by one. Hope a little gator, this is all I hope for that guy with his toilet mouth. I hope a little gator goes in his house and just chomps him. Just gives him one chomp. Not gore. I don't want his leg to get taken off. I just want a good, solid... And I hope it makes that cartoon sound. And then he goes... Ooh. Hope he's a gator on his on his butt that he has to, like, get help. And, like, they have to get some gator wrangler to, like, put a stick between his jaws or something. Looks like someone called the best show with a toilet mouth. Right? Out on the fan boat. What happened on those fan boats if one person just drove one right at the other one? What would happen? Fan boat chicken. That has to go on out there in the swamps. Right? Remember those Burt Reynolds movies, Mike? White Lightning and Gator. Remember? Burt Reynolds was from Florida. And he had a dinner. I think he still has it, like a dinner theater in Jupiter, Florida. Can you imagine that? Go to Burt Reynolds dinner theater, watch Dom DeLuise do Iceman Cometh. Like him and his buddies down there doing shows they would never get in anywhere else unless Burt Reynolds owned the theater. Tonight, Burt Reynolds, Jerry Reed, waiting for Godot. And it's Godot, right? Or Godot. What is it, Mike? Godot. That would be awesome. Go to that theater. I got to buy a theater. Maybe I'll take a theater over. Start doing productions. Tonight at the Tom Sharpling Playhouse, AP Mike is Mark Twain. Oh, hi. I didn't see you come in. Wearing his... And I've read more about this thing that you're into, Mike. It's called Stolen Valor, and people are not into it. It is a bad thing. You get any flack on that? Where? At the what? Oh, he shows up at the Vets Club. Yeah, he shows up at the American Legion wearing this Marine outfit that someone left in the masses bathroom. Mike put it on, fit. Then he made some medals out of beer caps. And then now he walks around Bayonne making people salute. Best show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, this is Dan from Akron.
Dan from Akron. What's going on tonight, bro? You blasting the Black Keys? Right?
No. No, I've heard stories from people who met them and said they were jerks.
What?
They
seem all right. I'm not going to put them.
Yeah, they're probably okay.
I don't know if you got some axe to grind. This is your big chance to even the score with the Black Keys just because you didn't get Patrick Carney's autograph or who knows what.
Yeah, he cut me off in traffic, so.
I don't know. So what's going on in Akron tonight?
Not a whole lot. I just had one for the best duos.
What do you got?
Pee-pee and poo-poo.
What is that?
Like human waste.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you're... Yeah, great. Goodbye. I hope you do run into the Black Keys, who will not be making this list, by the way. Sorry. Black Keys won't make it. Simon and Garfunkel ain't going to make it. Why would I put Simon and Garfunkel on this thing? The drags. Two drags. Can you imagine? Those two guys. Oh, boy. They're not an ounce of inspiration between the two of them. The one guy's got a good voice. The other one can't sing to save his life. He writes songs that sound like worse versions of other people's stuff. Best thing that dude ever did was Hazy Shade of Winter. Because it was like a fake rock song. He decided to pretend he was in a rock band for once. Best show. Hello? Hi.
Hi.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
You're speaking to Laura Vivaldo from DeKalb, Illinois.
Laura, what's going on tonight?
Yeah. Not much. I was told to call in to the show for a favor, or I was calling to fill in a favor for someone, my friend Oscar. I know the topic is like top 50 duos. I don't really have anything to do with
All right,
topic,
but what is this favor? Tell me more about this favor.
Okay, so my friend helped me, my friend Oscar helped me with the passing of this this legislation that would benefit undocumented students in Illinois. And he helped me fill out the slip because, as a friend, he supported me he supported me in the past, and he knows that if the passage of this, legislation, this bill I'm working on as a student activist would benefit me and would benefit people like me.
Okay, so you want to pay tribute to Oscar.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Oscar, for helping Laura with the paperwork.
Yeah, he filled out a witness slip, to show that he was a proponent for this legislation that's currently pending in the Illinois Senate.
All right.
Yeah.
I, on your behalf, thank Oscar for the help.
Okay.
All right. So what's going on tonight? What are you doing?
I'm a student at Northern Illinois University, and tonight I'm actually taking a break from the activism work I've been focusing on this past month, and I'm actually trying to work on some homework.
All right. Yeah. You got to strike a balance, right? You got to get the balance.
Yeah.
So many responsibilities.
Yeah. Definitely.
So I hope you can enjoy the college experience that you're not just, look, you're doing, I appreciate you're doing a good thing by being involved and being conscious, but you should also try to just, you only get to be that age once. So I hope you can strike some kind of balance to cover all the bases and maybe have some fun also.
Yeah, I've been definitely having my share of fun here at NIU, and definitely, been trying to balance work, school, and activism.
Good, because sometimes people are too focused on fun and they don't focus on work or social responsibility, but sometimes people go too far the other way and they forget to that they're allowed to have fun once in a while too. So good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good luck with everything with the bill, and I hope it gets passed, and I hope everything works out for you.
Me too.
Bye.
Bye.
Best show.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, this is Tony from Chattanooga.
Tony from Chattanooga.
Yes, sir.
What's up in Chattanooga?
I got one for the 50 best.
All right. What, are you in a rush? What, are you going to catch a bus? Something?
Oh, no. Sorry.
Trying to just talk to you here. And what, are you worried your boss leaning over your shoulder?
No.
What's wrong, bro? What's the rush? Take it easy, Tony.
My apologies.
Take it easy, Tony.
Yes, sir.
What are you doing tonight? You drinking a cold one, right? You got a nice cold brew right in front of you right now? How many of those?
No, that's a good idea. Maybe I should head over to the fridge.
What are you doing? You can tell me. You smoking the whole your hot box in that apartment of yours, right?
No, not at all.
You can tell me. Be honest. You tape the window shut, right? Put a towel under the door. Right? Then you get out. Then you get out the vapinator. What do you got for the topic?
Well, has anyone called in with Key and Peele yet?
No. Key and Peele. 37. 37. Good one. Thanks, bro. My friends, we got to get the show on track here. We're we're covering all the bases, which is good. I like the show being more interesting and getting different people calling in with different stuff. That's what I wanted this whole time. I can't suddenly be like, why are they getting all these people calling in talking about different stuff? That's what I wanted the whole time. So, love it. Mike's out there. Mike's made somebody pull over before they could call in. I like that. That's good. Safety first. Mike's right. Safety first. And you know what I say, Mike? Squarespace first. When it comes to designing websites and getting yourself on the world, and your passion out there for everyone to see, whether you're working on a store, your portfolio, getting your writing, your artwork, whatever it is, it's hard. It's hard getting it up there if you don't know how to do code and all that stuff. I don't know how to do it. It's a disaster in the making if you don't know how to do it. And that's why, thank goodness, Squarespace is here to help people who have an idea and have a passion take advantage of their easy-to-use. They're easy-to-use tools to build that website. So you get what's important to you out there for the world to see. Looks professionally designed, no coding required. You get your website out there regardless of skill level. Security. Stability. 24/7 online support. That's what Squarespace gives you. It's a piece of cake, man. You build that website, you put your stuff up. I see websites and suddenly somebody says, yeah, it's a Squarespace site. Yeah, it makes sense. Looks awesome. I get it. I don't say it like that. That's a little confrontational. But I'm telling you, man, you got an idea, you got a dream, you got a passion, you put it up online. You go to squarespace.com, you sign up, use the offer code BESTSHOW to get 10% off your first purchase. And that's how you show support for the best show. Start that trial with no credit card required and get your website going today. Squarespace.com. We thank them for their support of the show. And once again, the catchphrase that they have not approved, but I know will catch on. We're not going to let it go. Squarespace. Build your website, bruh. Squarespace. Build your website, bruh. That's going to end up in a Super Bowl commercial. I know it. It's going to be, going to see the thing. It'll be Jay Baruchel saying, Squarespace, build your website, bro. Right? Or Sir Sean Connery out of retirement. Squarespace, build your website, bro. What? Is that what it said? They get one take out of him. Squarespace, support the best show by going to Squarespace. Thank you very much. The phone number 201-3-323-484. I just looked over at Twitter. The hashtag for tonight's show, 50 best duos. I saw as being taunted, straight up taunted by, because you know I love fantasy basketball, right? You know I love it. Well, guess whose team made it into the finals for the third year in a row? That's right, me. And guess who's about to lose in the finals for the third year in a row? Me. Cruising for my third consecutive defeat in the finals. Now, Mike, doesn't it say something that I'm able to guide a team 3 years in a row to the finals? Yeah. That says something, right? Thank you. I'm like the Buffalo Bills of this thing. Get to the finals and you eat it. Right when it all's on the line. And I can't help it. Look, I wish I could play. If I was out there, we'd win. Because when I do it, I win at it. It's how it goes. If I do it, I win at it. Nah, it's three different dudes beating me. So I would like to take this opportunity to... Tomorrow's the final... final night of the NBA season. I officially concede defeat to Josh Church. You beat me. You did it. Congratulations on being the 2016 champion. You ran me out, shattered my dreams. That's fine. I think there's something more noble about going to the finals every year. And then whatever happens, happens. Look, again, if I was out there, I'd win it. Because why? If I do it, I win at it. I tell you, man, I got these. Speaking of basketball, you got the Warriors as this team. The Warriors. The Golden State Warriors. And Golden State is California. And I was just in California. I've been talking about it online, and these Warriors fans, man, that is an uptight, oversensitive group of crybabies. They're winning everything, and you say anything, and they get twisted. It's like, you guys are winning. What are you so twisted about? Tomorrow night, if the Golden State Warriors win this game, then they won the most games in a single season in the NBA in history. 73. Now, I'm going to say this. They're playing the Memphis Grizzlies. If I was on the Memphis Grizzlies, I would go full. If I was coaching the team, we'd be going full Ty Cobb on the Golden State Warriors. Spiked sneakers. Casts. Everybody would have casts on their arm, like full casts, like the kind you have to get sawed off. Not slings, casts. Then when a dude goes up for a rebound, bonk. Right? Eat cast. Right? Because I'm telling you, this Warriors team, they're tough. Like, the people think they're tough. That's not a tough team. They're super skilled. They got the best player in the last 20 years playing. Last 10 years, not 20. LeBron James is better than that guy. Steph Curry. But, so you got this, first thing I do, run a cast right in his teeth. No. If you're going to win it, you got to take it. Right? Then you step on him with your spiked sneakers right on his foot. Make it hard on him, Memphis Grizzlies. Bring a little bit of that Memphis to the game. If the Memphis Grizzlies don't bring some Memphis to that, I'm going to be disappointed. But I was goofing around a little bit about them, and these Warrior fans, how could you do like... And again, for months I was, this was like a pity party on the best show. Woe was me this, woe was me that. Then I decided, no more. I know what we're doing here. I decided to trump it up. I know I'm going to talk about politics. But if there's one thing that we've learned from Donald Trump, just gotta trump it up sometimes. And the guy's got it right. He talks like he's the top dog and suddenly become the top dog. But unlike him, I'm actually great at this. I'm actually great at the best show. Would he be a terrible pro? Of course he'd be a terrible president. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's just making it up as he goes along. It's bad news. But I love watching it. Just like I love watching, like, Olympus Has Fallen. I like watching that too. I don't want it to happen. But anyway, it's time to trump it up, man. When I see these Golden State Warriors, I'm like, yeah, I know what it's like. That's like doing the best show every week. We win every week. We show up. It's hard. The losses are few and far between up here. And look, am I the one? Am I the Steph Curry of this thing? Yeah, of course. What do you think? Who else do you think it is? Mike? Mike is like Festus Avizel. Dudio is like, I don't know if he's like Draymond Green. Who's Dudio like? Yeah, he's like Draymond Green. And Pat Byrne is like, he's not like Klay Thompson. He's like Harrison Barnes. Yeah, so when I see these dudes racking up wins, I get it. I come here every week. I'm here to win. And we're winning. Right, Mike? You know it's right. But then, did you see what happened to Louis C.K.? He made this the series. He did it as a secret. And then he was surprised that no one knew it happened because he did it as a secret. So now he's getting the word out. It's weird how that works, that you don't tell anybody about a thing and then you turn around and they didn't know about it because you didn't tell them about it. Because you put the first episode out on a Saturday. Look, I'm rooting for this guy. Of course I'm rooting for him. It's this thing, Horace and Pete, that he made on the sly. His whole series. And then he was on Howard Stern. He was like saying he lost like millions of dollars on it. I'll say this, though. A, he'll make it back. But first and foremost, make this A. B, he'll make it back. A, until Louis C.K. goes on Howard Stern and starts talking about how he's selling books from his collection to keep that thing on the air, I don't want to hear it. The tears might not be forthcoming. Because, yeah, I'll sell my book. I sell my books to keep this show going sometimes. I put lists up and the money just goes to the best show. Why? Because greatness does not always equal popularity, my friends. But we will bridge the gap. And the people are going to be on the run. They're going to run. Because we're coming. I was out in Los Angeles. I saw these podcasts. I saw them in action. Some great podcasts. But you know what? We're doing the best one here. This is the best thing. These things can't come close to what we're doing here. They know it. I know it. It's fine. And now, which leads me to the next segment. Who Sucks in Podcasting? A weekly exploration of which shows are terrible and who sucks at it. This week, Come to Papa, starring Tom Papa. I've heard a couple things from it. It sucks. He seems all right. Maybe not exactly for me, but because he talks into a microphone, he's competition. So it sucks. He did like skits. It was like skit. Like, I thought it was like the Susquehanna Hat Company or something. Like, he'll get a... It's like him and what comedian did I hear on that thing? It was like him and not even Louis Anderson. It's like him and like Rita Rudner. Was it Rita Rudner or something? And they're just like, the Susquehanna Hat Company. Slowly I turn, step by step. Yeah. Look, stick to the stage, Papa. When you're in the P casting game, you suck. We beat you every which way. And the best show can beat you from every angle. We'll be funny. We'll be sad. We got puppets. We got sound collages. We got topics. We got written stuff. You can't beat it. It's like boxing an octopus. So this week, come to Papa. You are who sucks in podcasting. Congratulations. Watch the mail for your... We should start sending out little diplomas to the shows when people get named this week's Who Sucks in Podcasting. Kevin Smith goes to his mailbox. Package from Marvel, DC, Image, Comics, Loot Crate. He's got 6 Loot Crate boxes show up a day. Hangs another Walking Dead mini poster. Another Comic-Con leftover, like that they printed up 8 million of to pass out at Comic-Con. Loot Crate buys the unsold posters for 40 cents. Stuffs them in those boxes. He opens his Loot Crates and he sees a thing. Oh, what's this? Oh, a diploma. Is this a diploma or something? Oh, this certificate certifies that Fat Man on Batman, which is the name of the show, has been determined to suck according to the best show and is the winner of Who Sucks in Podcasting for the week of March 24th or whatever it was. He was first, then Vulture TV cast, and now come to Papa. Mike, start sending out the little certificates to all of them. All right? There's probably a Staples open somewhere. Go pick one up. Best show.
Hey, Tom. It's John in Lawrenceville.
Oh, I know this guy. This is a quality caller right off the bat.
We're I have a trio of duos for the list.
All right. This is you're playing the angles here. You're making sure you get something up on the board.
I guess the first would be Bob and Ray.
Bob and Ray. Mike. 19. Bob and Ray. Comedy duo Bob and Ray. Might go up higher. Putting them on the board at 19 right off the bat.
All right. The second is Eric B. and Rakim.
It's true. We do need... Forty-two.
Okay. And then the third is Chips and Salsa.
Is that like a cop show or something? Or you just mean the food combo?
Yeah, it's hard to beat.
Do you know how you can beat it? Chips and guac.
Oh, it's true.
Well, what about this? Hey, John, why is there no combo? Remember combos? That's
like the barrel pretzel deals?
Yes. What if you went to a fancy restaurant and they made their own combos, but they would have like guac inside them, like fresh guacamole inside a combo? Would you eat that?
But what would the exterior be? Would it still be the pretzel?
Yeah, you could. Could you stick up? You can stick a pretzel in guac, right?
I would certainly try it.
What about, yeah, think about that. A pretzel and guac. And then a pretzel. Maybe a little soft, like not full on Wawa soft, right? Not full soft pretzel soft. We're not one of those animals in Philadelphia, for God's sake. We have culture here in New Jersey. We let a pretzel harden. Fair and square. When it's time, it hardens.
Like day-old Wawa pretzel?
Maybe. Might be day-old. You know who I would put higher than Eric B. and Rakim? Chuck D. and Flavor Flav.
You do have a point. I think of them as part of I don't think of them as a duo, though.
It's true.
What would Terminator X say?
They are. You know, Terminator X wouldn't like that. Professor Griff would not like that.
The security of the First World would not care for it.
The S-1Ws with their plastic submachine guns. And you know what's a bummer is when you watch Public Enemy play on like a small stage and those dudes only have like 4 feet to do like their marching routine. Suddenly it's like they need to like go back. They're like bumping up against the curtain at the back of the B.B. King's Blues Club. Like Chuck D is kind of like, because Chuck D's bigger now too. Like he's like filled out. And I think Chuck D, I love where Chuck D's voice is now. If you ever hear Chuck D's voice, it's like so thick and heavy. It's kind of awesome to hear a rapper age like that and still have the skill, but to hear his voice get so, just have such weight to it. Because it already had so much weight to it. But the bummer is that Flavor Flav, like, fakes his stuff a lot. Like, I saw this one concert, and he's, like, yelling about how we don't do backing tracks for the thing. And then he starts doing Louder Than a Bomb, and then it's clearly a backing track. Like, he didn't even wait. He should have done that before a song that didn't start with one of his backing tracks. As he was on stage doing that thing, it was like, picture us cooling on the 4th of July. And if you heard we were celebrating, that's a worldwide lie. And you could hear the tape playing on it. I was like, oh, Flavor Flav, you picked the wrong one to do your we don't lip sync rant. He does. What? Mike said he does a drum solo also. Do you know about that, John?
I don't know anything about that. I have one other thing, though, before I go, if I may.
By all means.
So between the half hour of power and now, I think I've cracked the slaw dog code. Can I have a go at it?
Absolutely. So for people who don't know, Jason, a.k.a. Dudio, the dude who built the studio, his childhood nickname was Slaw Dog. He's coming in now. And we have been discussing on the Best Show Post Show, the half hour of power. We've been trying to figure out the origin of the nickname. And we cracked the slaw part of it, which was somebody from the great state of Virginia saying sloth, that they smeared it into slaw. But we did not get to dog, the dog part. You feel you've cracked it.
Here are the facts as I have them. So as you said, Jason's friends already called him Slaw.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he was on the football team.
Yes. He looks nervous. He's sitting here. He looks terrified, John.
I assume his friends were on the team too. Well, if he's there, what position did he play? That's not imperative, but what position did you play?
Defense.
Okay. And so my theory is perhaps in front of your friends / teammates, one day at practice, the coach accuses you of dogging it, and thus, slaw dog.
I think we tried that one.
Oh, did you?
I think we might have. He's looking.
I cracked it.
He's going to do this thing that he does now, which drives me up the wall. I'm going to bounce.
So you said dogging it. They did say dogging it in a half hour of power. But you did say a portion that they never said before.
The coach. I hate, you know what I hate?
Did all this?
I said the coach, and then Jason instantly shifted to full-on mannequin mode, like not giving me anything. It does make sense the coach would be the villain in this, right? Like some jerk coach. Hey! Like picture some coach. Hey! Slaw dog. You a slaw dog.
Yeah, I got one more question then. So is the coach the first person to utter the word slaw dog?
Yes.
Oh, that moves the chains to keep it in football talk, right? That's a first down. That's a first down.
That is right a first there. Down.
I think that's as far as I can take it, though.
That, well, you just took it further. John, and I can say who you are, John, right?
Oh, of course.
For people who know radio, John is John Solomon, who is the guy who is he's been a DJ on WPRB, Princeton's radio station, for a long time. How many years?
Since Reagan was president.
Since Reagan was president. So you've been doing every Christmas Eve, you play Christmas records. And you're up to 26 hours?
Yeah, I feel like we do this every time I call.
Well, it's okay. Everybody should know every time you call. And they should also know you have a record label called Comedy Minus One, which is also a great label.
I do.
Can I
say one thing that I'm doing on the radio tomorrow?
Sure.
The band Wussy is going to be playing on my show tomorrow night.
It's a good band.
Yeah. People should listen.
I hope someone else can
steer the slaw dog ship to port. But
yeah.
I've taken it as far as I can
go. Well, you did great. Thank you, John.
It was good to talk to you, Tom.
Great to talk to you. Have a great night.
Have a good night.
I love now he's. You should see the look. Jason's giving me the full Paul McCartney, the Paul McCartney shrug that he does on his things. Now get out! I'm throwing you out of here. And I want to say this: I was off for a week. Somebody clearly came in here and fiddled with my chair. It was so much lower.
Mike has a key.
So Mike was pretending. What are you doing? A fantasy camp version of the show, Mike? I don't like that. I don't like that, Mike. Oh, Mike, I don't like that. Best show.
Hey, I had a call for the topic.
What do you got?
I got Kenny Powers and Stevie Janowski.
Are they really a duo, though? Because Kenny Powers has done nothing but insist that he's a lone wolf. Shouldn't the duo acknowledge their duo-ness? Right?
A little bit, yeah.
Like, it can't be a duo if just one guy wants it to be a duo. I'm overruling you. You're out, bro. Hit the bricks. Best show.
Hey.
Hey. What's up?
Is this Tom?
It is Tom. Who's this?
Oh, this is Allie from Somerville.
Allie from Somerville, where in Somerville?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, home of the Basketball Hall of Fame.
I think that's in Springfield.
I think you're right, actually. I messed up on that. Sorry.
That's all right. I have one for the topic.
What do you got?
It is Alan Partridge and Lynn.
Well, that comes back to that thing of Alan Partridge would deny that they're a duo.
I know. Right when you just said that, I was like, oh, no.
But I get it. Look, I get it, and I feel it. But yes. I do think a duo needs – both people have to acknowledge that they're a duo.
What about Alan Partridge and Michael sometimes?
But see, you said sometimes. You're already backing it off.
That's true.
What about, I'm looking at things people are tweeting in, and I'm seeing, one I saw was, I saw a really good one here. Well, Tim and Eric, of course. Tim and Eric, 18. You got that?
Good.
But Roadrunner and Wiley, that's not a duo. They fight all the time. Right?
Right.
Somebody putting here, France from Pee Wee's Big Adventure, Francis and his father? No. That's not a duo. Kill Rockstars just put up Quado from Total Recall? No.
What about Ringo Starr and Harry Nilsson?
No, they were a part of a gang. There were like 80 of them. Somebody also, put up Billy Eichner and Elena? No, Billy Eichner's not partnered with Elena. Here we go, Power Man and Iron Fist. Thank you, David Foreman. Power Man and Iron Fist, 26. No,
I think he's...
six. Go ahead. I'm looking at one here. I'll get you talking in a sec. This guy puts Tony Soprano and his horse. Remember he had the horse for like a week? Pie oh my? That's not a team. That's not a duo.
Tony Soprano and the Ducks.
Yeah, I might as well... Tony Soprano. Might as well put Tony Soprano and might as well put Uncle Junior and Dr. Kennedy on the thing, right? He could not get an appointment with Dr. Kennedy. Remember? I need to get in with Dr. Kennedy. And then they went over, they shook Dr. Kennedy up. Suddenly he's got an appointment. Dudley Moore, Peter Cook and Dudley Moore, 12. What about Jimmy Page and Robert Plant? I know they're a part of a group, but they have, see, no, because they're a part of a group. It doesn't, they're not a duo. They're not a duo.
True.
Yeah, but they toured as a duo only because they're known as a group. Songwriting duo. Yeah, songwriting. Who yelled that? Like, what do I got out there? Somebody put Mike Myers and Kanye West. No, that's not a duo. The Menendez brothers. No. Not a duo. Who did you have now? I didn't mean to cut you off.
I was going to say, I think you should reconsider my Alan Parker, Jim Lynn.
Well, I wish you would reconsider it, because it ain't making... Look, nobody loves Alan Partridge more than me. It's not making it. You know who's going to make it? See, here's the difference. Alan Partridge and Lynn, you understand that dynamic. Now, think of Bob and Doug McKenzie, right? Bob and Doug McKenzie. That's a duo.
There you go.
You don't like it. You sound not into it at all.
No, I'm just pretending to know who those people are.
You ever watch SCTV?
Oh, yeah.
You ever see the Canadian guys are like, take off, eh? You ever see that? No?
I think so.
You think so? Well, if you think so, you didn't see it because you'd remember. What about the Sonic? Chris Gethard Jr., his brother, little Chris Gethard, holding court. It's the Chris Gethard's son, Chris Gethard Jr. No, he named his kid Greg. Greg Gethard suggested the Sonic guys. You ever see the Sonic?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Studio? Sonic guys, 3. They're at 3. Put the Sonic guys up at 3.
Tom, I have one more thing to ask you.
Well, what's that?
Well, I sent you a direct message on Instagram yesterday.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if you saw it. But,
I don't think I did.
It was a Ringo Starr in a Skechers ad.
I did not get that. I would remember that direct message.
He's sitting on a leather couch, and it says, rock out in comfort.
What about Gary the Squirrel and AP Mike? Is that a duo? But Mike acknowledge it as a duo.
No. And I would say even before that, I would say Andy Kimmler and Gary the Squirrel. But
wow. So you're sliding Mike. That's going to hurt Mike. That bums Mike out more because he is like not a... He would think is like he's getting slid over for Andy Kimmler. Even in the thing he doesn't want to be a part in. All right. Hollywood Handbook. Put them at number 50. Hollywood Handbook. Hayes Davenport and Sean Clements. Number 50. Put them on. I've done their show. They do this podcast. You ever hear that show? Hollywood Handbook.
Yeah. I listened to the one with you.
I did one. I did it once, and it was fun, and I hope to do it again soon. Well, thank you for the call. You have a grand evening.
Thank you.
Bye. Yeah. Look, I can't cry for this Louis C.K. I hope he makes all his money back. I'm rooting for him. I'll buy the thing. But I'm in the tank, man. Bob Odenkirk, David Cross. 8. Put them at 8. Look at Rerun and Shirley from What's Happening. That's not a duo from What's Happening. Rerun and Shirley? Do people not know what duos are? It's two people who just two people, not two people from a group of people. Just two people. That's it. Just two. Yeah, look, this Alex Gordels, he gets it. He put Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. That's at least a duo. That's the most, that's worse than Leopold and Loeb, those two. Best show.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Tom.
What's going on?
This is Cassius calling from Bed-Stuy.
All right, what's up, Cassius?
For the topic, number one, you gotta break open this rigid rule you have against like the group. Like Mick and Keith have to be considered part of this.
First of all, they would never make it in a million years anyway. I'd put Simon and Garfunkel before I put those two on. Royal Trucks,
why?
Number 10. Because they're not that good in the scheme of things. They're just
Mick
not.
Mick and Keith, not great rock songwriters? The Glimmer Twins? Are you out of your mind?
They're fine.
They're fine?
Yeah.
How can you play it?
You ever listen? When's the last time you actually listened to Sticky Fingers, bro? It sucks.
It does not suck?
Half of it does.
Well,
boring.
You're implying the other half is amazing? Is that what you're willing to admit?
Look, I didn't say they were the worst. I think you're overrating them.
As rock songwriters, I mean, their longevity.
Longevity? What? Just because they didn't croak? What's the last valid thing they've done?
Well, yeah, you got to go back to
1972. So
the early 80s, Tattoo You, some great songwriting on there.
That's the worst. You got to be kidding. Even you as a fan, you have to admit that's a burning garbage pile that the firemen can't get to. To put it, they got to let it burn itself out.
How about Johnny Carson and Ed Sullivan?
Yeah, let's put Johnny Carson and Ed Sullivan on the list.
Are you being sarcastic, or are you willing to take it?
Why on earth would I pair Johnny Carson and Ed Sullivan?
They can't pass as a comedy duo in your judgment?
Name one thing that they've done together, Weisenheimer.
But just the whole show, the whole Johnny Carson show. They worked as a duo.
Suddenly, hey, wise guy, you put your foot in your mouth. Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon, not Ed Sullivan,
right.
You dunce. Get off my phone. This is better. BJ and the Bear, that's closer. That's closer to what I'm looking for. Look, do I like the Rolling Stones? Of course I do. But these rock dudes, man, they are a stone-cold bummer. Mighty Boosh, 38. Thelma and Louise, where do they go? Do they make it? I don't know, man.
14.
Who?
I'm just saying, I'm giving them a number.
That's all right. Best show.
Hey, Tom, it's Lucas from Milwaukee.
Lucas from Milwaukee. What's up?
I've got a couple for the topic.
Coen Brothers. 9. Go ahead. What do you got?
Outkast.
Outkast. Yes, that's good. Where did we? Yeah, because Public Enemy is still a part of a group.
Mm-hmm.
Outkast is the group. Where should they go? Well, give me a number.
I'd rank him pretty high. I'd probably go, I don't know, anything at 13.
What about, yeah, like what about 15?
15's good.
15. And stop, people should stop suggesting Karl Malone and John Stockton. I'm not putting them anywhere near this list. Those two snoozes. Yeah, Laverne and Shirley, that's a duo. Right? Suicide. Yeah, first of all, okay, Pet Shop Boys. Pet Shop Boys, 11. They go in at 11. What do you think about that?
I couldn't name you a Pet Boys shop song.
You couldn't name me a Pet Boys shop song? Get off my phone. It's an insult. Great songwriters. Best show.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Kat from Raleigh, and my voice is a little shocked because I've been sick.
That's all right. People are fighting stuff now. Mike has a weird frog in his throat's creeping me out.
Yeah, I've just had a really horrible luck the past couple of days. Had to go to the hospital, gave me some horse pills on Sunday, and then yesterday my computer went kaput.
Oh, boy. Horse pills.
I mean, they were just like the size of your thumb.
Oh. Are you doing okay in the big picture?
I got some tests going up tomorrow. I'm crossing my fingers. Think things are going to be pretty okay.
Okay. Same here. I will be crossing my fingers for you also, Kat.
Thanks.
Do you have something for the topic?
Yes, I do.
Hmm.
Well, okay, first of all, in the interest of trumping it up, can't we get it out of the way and just say Sharpley and Worcester?
Number one. Should it be number one? Right? Kat?
I mean, I would. You've given me so much laughter.
Yeah, put us at number one. Thank you, Kat. Finally, somebody comes to my defense. I've been sitting here all night waiting for somebody to say it. I couldn't say it. It would be tacky if I said it.
It's right there on your website. People are just too timid.
I know. That's all I wanted, Kat, was somebody to say us. Thank you.
Oh, I'm glad I could touch you like that.
I'm looking at this list that this crew out there made. I don't know about some of these. Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker. No, that's not making the thing.
Can I suggest another one?
Sure.
Calvin and Hobbes?
I personally was not a Calvin and Hobbes fan. Are you?
I've been reading it since before I was Calvin's age. I was very small. It was very, very formative on me.
I'm going to put it low, so don't be shocked. What's at 46? Studio? What? Calvin and Hobbes goes in at 46. I might bounce it too, Kat, so don't get too comfortable.
I mean, it's your list. It's not mine.
It's our list, but I'm the ultimate decider on it.
Mm-hmm.
Jay and Silent Bob? Oh, boy. Should they be on it? I don't know. Adina and Patsy from Ab Fab. Yes. 2020. Anything else? Kat, any other names?
Well, someone already said Bob and David. I was going to mention them. I just want to thank you for taking the call just because of, like, the vicissitudes of my own life. And also, I'm really angry about my state right now. So I'm glad that you're around.
Well, look, you don't rep your state. You just live there. So that's sometimes it breaks that way. So do what you can, and then that's all you can do.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Again, fingers crossed for all your health stuff, and I'll let me know how things go.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye. Best show.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, who's this?
This is Roxy in Los Angeles.
Roxy in Los Angeles.
Yeah, what's up?
Not a whole lot. What's going on with you, Roxy?
Not too much. Angeles? Watching some baseball, listening to the show. Just ordered a pizza.
The Dodgers.
You're watching. We're watching the Giants right now.
The Giants. You're a Giants fan?
No, we're just watching baseball.
Okay. Kind of neither here nor there.
Yeah.
Take it or leave it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Now, would you say that for this list, if I bounced one of the workaholics, would that be a duo? If we bounced Adam from the workaholics, then we just worked it to Durs and Blake. What do you think?
I don't think that counts.
Fair enough.
They count as the threesome.
Smokey. Yeah. See, Smokey and the Bandit, there's so many permutations of duo in that. There's the Bandit and the Snowman, because Jerry Reed was the Snowman, and they were a duo. They were a team.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think I could pull off what those guys did if I just got, like, my trucker license. And just, like, delivering stuff, like, cross-country. They got a problem. You know what they should do? An updated Smokey and the Bandit, but it's a tractor trailer full of weed. Right? That's what it would have to be. They're bringing it from Colorado to like another, to like a giant dispensary party, right?
Yeah.
Like they're opening a new dispensary somewhere, and then they need this delivery from. What state would be a good one to have the dispensary in?
Probably Colorado to Los Angeles, most likely.
Yeah. We'll go the other way with it, right?
Oh, yeah. What would you call your dispensary? What would be the name of your weed store?
The name of my weed store?
Yeah.
Best Buds. What do you think of that?
Actually, you cut out right when you said it.
Best Buds! It would be Best Buds.
Perfect. I love it.
So what do you have for the top?
There's a place in my neighborhood called Vape Goat. It's a store that sells vape and art.
Vape Goat?
Vape Goat.
Like scapegoat?
Vape, like V-A-P-E.
Yeah, well, I'm not hung up. No, I got that part of it. It's the other word I can't figure out.
Goat? G-O-A-T?
Yeah, that's why I wasn't sure if it was like scapegoat.
Similar. It is like scapegoat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have some suggestions for the topic.
What do you got?
I got Venus and Serena.
But are they a duo, or are they just sisters who play a game by themselves?
No, they play doubles together.
But they're not known. It's not like they're this force. It's not like that's their primary identity. It's not tied to be. Look, I get it.
All right.
I'm trying
all right,
to figure
all right.
I think you're super close.
What about Abby and Alana, Broad City?
Yeah, they would go on it, definitely.
Great.
Where should they go? Where would they go?
Oh, are you asking me?
I'm asking you. Sounds like somebody started eating the pizza already, if you know what I mean.
No. Right?
Sounds like the pizza party is well underway, right?
No.
How's that pizza?
I'm sorry. I'm a little tired. I'm sorry. I wasn't.
That's all right. So what would go, well, where should they go on the list?
Where should they go? How about number
26.
26.
26.
Perfect. 26.
And I can slide these all over the place, so everybody don't get all twisted. No, I'm not putting Ted Cruz and the Zodiac Killer on the thing. That's not a duo.
Oh, come on.
But no, it's one person. Just like you can't
put the Menendez brothers.
I'm not putting the Menendez brothers on either. And I'm not putting Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon on. I'm putting Eric Andre and Hannibal Buress go on.
Yeah.
From the Eric Andre Show.
What about
33? Who?
Penn and Teller.
I'm not putting them on. Who's laughing in the background? What do you have, your studio audience in there?
That's David.
David. Who's David?
You met David.
I don't think I did. Who is David?
We got dinner together, remember?
David. I think you're thinking of somebody else. I live in New Jersey.
Oh, right. Sorry.
David. Oh, okay. Because for people who don't remember, Roxy is the woman who went on the date with the other Best Show listener, and I paid for them to go to Dirty Grandpa together. And I'm telling you this, they're not a couple, but they're friends. And I'm going to say this, my dream is still alive. It's not done yet.
Dirty Grandpa wedding cake.
The Dirty Grandpa wedding cake. I've seen marriages happen out of thinner soup than this one. Not that I'm pushing you in that direction.
No, not at all.
But I've seen it happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying this might not be a marriage that goes the distance. You guys might conk out after 3 months. I'm just concerned about getting that cake. I just want the cake is all I want. The Dirty Grandpa cake, and then 2 weeks later, if you tell me, yeah, we broke up, be like, okay, that's fine.
Maybe we should just do a Dirty Grandpa Vegas wedding.
No, now you can't go back. You can't build it backwards. Oh. It has to come out of an actual wedding. Yeah, it's going to happen. I feel it. Dirty Grandpa cake. Well, look. I'm going to let you get back to your pizza.
It's not here yet. We're still waiting on it.
Oh, you're still waiting on the pizza. Okay. Well, you have a great night.
Thanks, Tom. You too.
Bye. That's right. I did go to Los Angeles. I went to Los Angeles last week. It was fun. But I was there for work. Just like Mick Jagger, that guy. These classic rock dudes, man. You're that guy.
Mick and Keith are not the great.
No, they're not the great. Look, they're great. I'm not saying they're not great. They're great. But halfway through Sticky Fingers, the thing ran out of gas. It ended. When Can't You Hear Me Knockin' slid into like Sub Santana, that's when it ended. That's when it ended. What do you like? You really listen to Goat's Head Soup? Bridges to Babylon? Were you playing Steel Wheels? Really cranking all those out? A Bigger Bang? When's the last time someone put on the Rolling Stones album, A Bigger Bang, and listened to it start to finish without there being some sort of like malfunction of equipment? And if there was a Record Store Day version of that, would that be the end of record? That would be the thing, the straw that breaks the camel's back on Record Store Day. If they put out 180-gram vinyl of, like, late-period Rolling Stones. Bigger Bang, Steel Wheels. I saw this Record Store Day. I don't know if there's anything. This Record Store Day is this weekend. I don't think there's anything I want. You know what I mean? Record Store Day? I looked at that list, man. I don't get it. Nothing speaking to me. So I go to Los Angeles because I got stuff to do. Just like Mick Jagger said, let's work. Get there. First thing I do, I go see Oh Hello. Saw it here on the New York. John Mulaney, Nick Kroll, one of the funniest shows I've ever seen in my life. Saw it in Los Angeles. Just as funny. It is so great. If you could see that show, if you have a chance to see Oh Hello, you should see it. And put those guys on the list. 38? Anything at 38? 32? Put George St. Geegland and Gil Faison, please. That show is so great. They're doing it live all over. You can see it. See it. It's the best. Two people backstage who should know who I am, who I've met multiple times, looked at me like that we've never met before. That's always a great feeling. Always makes me feel good when I reintroduce myself. Yeah, no big deal. What am I going to do? What do I care? I care, so. Went to Amoeba Records. So it was like in Los Angeles and I was kind of like in the mood for like 80s synth stuff, right? Which I did not have on my iPod. That's right, my iPod. I'm not in the cloud. So I go to Amoeba, I get a basket, I'm loading it up, I put a Depeche Mode, a bunch of that in the basket. Soft Cell, Nonstop Erotic Cabaret, bought that. Got a Heaven 17 CD. Frankie Goes to Hollywood. And I'm like, this basket's full of just all that stuff. And look, I love that stuff. Love it. But I love other stuff too. And then I'm there, and then I hear, Tom? And I turn around, and it's an Amoeba employee who shall remain nameless. And suddenly I'm there holding the uncoolest basket. If I had designed it to make me look dumber, I couldn't have done it. He's like, oh, great to see you, ba ba ba. I'm like, all right, I'll see you later. And he's like, hey, let me ring you out. Okay. Oh boy. Hand him the basket. He's looking through that stuff. Oh, brother. Was that uncool? And we were talking all about good bands. Like the Tennessee. All the good stuff. And then he's looking at this thing. He sees the Frankie Goes to Hollywood CD. And now I'm like, hey, the thing with the, it's a, I did with my iPod. I'm working on a screenplay of a synth Heaven 17 story. I'm trying to option the thing in it with the Depeche Mode with the. Yeah, that was rough stuff, man. Did a bunch of podcasts. I did Hollywood Handbook. I did a live one that is up today, I believe. Did Comedy Bang Bang. And a couple others that will be released in due time. And I'm staying at this hotel that's kind of designed like a
It's like a Miami-style hotel with a big pool in the middle, like a giant rectangle. Ugh! Yawning. Why am I yawning? So then I go to back to the hotel at night one night. Sure is dark in this neighborhood. There's an enormous blackout. A transformer blew up. And I'm driving to this, through this, and I'm getting this hotel. It's pitch black. Go to the back door, wide open. No security anywhere. Go in the hallway, straight up. No Country for Old Men vibe. Picturing I'm going to get that cow brainer in my head. Go to the room. And nobody there to explain anything. Nobody there to explain. I guess everybody just assumes. It's a hotel. There's no power anywhere. We shouldn't have to explain anything. Get in my room. It's so hot in the room. I'm like, what am I going to do? And I'll tell you, when you're in a city and it's quiet, in a city where it's usually not quiet, it's the scariest thing ever. Because suddenly, you can hear everything. So I'm like, what am I going to do? So I slide the sliding door open. And I lock the screen door. But what's that going to do? Somebody coming after me. And I was spooked all night. Every sound sounded like a, it's like, you hear just like, I'm like, okay, well, that's the murderer. Here he comes. It's fine. Well, I'm in here. Come on. You come get me. Slash the screen open and then murder me. I won't know what to do. It's funny because I go to Los Angeles so much, and usually I'm like, oh man, I love Los Angeles. I could live here. And then this trip, it was like, yeah, I don't think I could live here. I was not connecting this time. Couldn't wait to get back. Look, if I was there anyway, what would that be if I was in Los Angeles? People who like me would be sick of me before they knew it. The people would be like, you gotta move here. Would be like, I don't talk to you anymore. Because look, at this point, speaking of baseball, I could field a baseball team of people who aren't talking to me anymore. Actually, with DH. We're better off with me checking in every once in a while, Los Angeles. Yeah, look, I saw the other podcast. We can do this. We're going to mop that up. Frogs, Mike.
Yeah.
You're not working the list, are you?
I've got a couple.
Who's tracking the actual list?
I got it.
Is anything at 12? 13? Put the frogs down, please. That's my Simon and Garfunkel. Gilbert and Sullivan. Could you imagine? Gilbert and Sullivan. What am I, Aaron Sorkin here? I didn't announce the music we played. Oh, my goodness. we heard from what did I play there? I played Howling Hex. I played Key Chains from their album 11, which is on Drag City. Howling Hex featuring Royal Trucks, who are on the list. Where are they? 10? Are they not on? All right, let's put them on. What's open in the top 10? 7, please. And starting us off, we heard Killer Kane Band, a song called Mr. Cool. And Killer Kane Band is Arthur Kane from New York Dolls. It's a single. Where else is it from? That's right, Hozak, my favorite label. You also played on this? A young man by the name of Blackie Guzman, who went on to become Blackie Lawless from Wasp. He of the saw blades. Strategically placed. You like Wasp, Mike? You should check him out. I think you'd dig him. Yeah, I think you'd really dig Wasp. What if... Yeah, that's from Decline of Western Civilization. What if you totally started getting into metal? That'd be the funniest thing I've ever seen. If you started going to, like, metal shows, right? Yeah, I got tickets. Kicks are playing at the Stone Pony. Mike would be like, yeah, it's Keel. What are they going to watch? Oz? What? Black Sabbath? Yeah, Black Sabbath is. Not Ozzy. Yeah. Well, I'm sure the other dudes in Black Sabbath love that. Yeah, I'm going to see Ozzy. Yeah, this is... we did 8 albums before Ozzy was solo. You know who I like? I like Michael Cronin.
Year-old Frankie, he's married, he's got a kid, and he's working in a factory. He's working from 7 to 5. He's just trying to survive.
I want to get it. Do you want to need it? I'm going to have it. Who's going to have it? Your lady needs to get it. You're going to give it. I need it in the morning. I need it in the evening. I got to get it when I'm on a picnic. And let as you know you want to give it up, you got to give it up.
So when I'm lifting these things, I'm literally thinking about combat. I'm literally thinking about fighting for my life. I put myself in a state right before I'm going to work out. Chalk it up. I'm about to get an intense workout in. I really feel like I'm about to do bow. I get my head in place, and I go.
same way. I ran out of fluid. We're getting ready.
My guest is Mel Waters of Mel's Hole fame, and now we've got a new hole, and this one's really something.
I never liked Led Zeppelin. I never liked heavy rock. I hate, like, if you ask me, like, those real, like, Grand Funk Railroad or even the crazy mega, you know, the mega death or, like, crazy ones with the guitars. I hate that stuff.
Like Black Sabbath?
Black Sabbath. Or what's the other one that's
AC/DC?
Really good? Yeah, and who's that? Enter Sandman. Who's that?
Metallica.
I would never. If Metallica played my backyard, I'd draw the blinds. I mean, okay. Okay, I mean, give me a break. I mean, you gotta be.
Draw the blinds.
I mean, man, that's not music. I couldn't even listen to that.
Not into that.
Judy Garland, and she got a standing ovation after every song, and she brought her daughter on the stage, Liza Minnelli, and Peter Allen was her piano player, and her husband,
And she sang Cabaret, which she won the Academy Award for a couple years later, that night in that arena. And she got a standing ovation, Judy Garland. And the last song, she sat on the floor and sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
This is Ray from Richmond, Virginia. Not much. I have my first day off tomorrow that I've had in a month, and I'm enjoying it. Enjoying the night. I just have a couple suggestions for the topic. All right, I have three. First is Fred Armisen and Cary Brownstein. Roxy Hart and Velma Kelly. Coast, Chicago. Space Ghost and Zorak from Space Ghost Coast to Coast. Hi. Hello? Hi. This is Alex calling from Hudson, New York. I have a few submissions for best duos. Just rapid fire. I have Bill and Ted. No. Okay. Ren and Stimpy. No. Okay. Last one's a turn. Harold and Maude. No! Oh, geez. I'll show my...
Michael, I'm going to kill you.
Hey, Thomas, Jefferson from Texas. I have some suggestions for the list. Wonder Woman and Etta Candy. Wonder Woman and Etta Candy. She's like her Jimmy Olsen. Mark and Jez from Peep Show. Troy and Abed from Community.
Hey, I have one for the topic. I think Cedric Bixler Zavala and Omar Rodriguez Lopez are one of the best duos ever from the Mars Volta. Yeah.
Heckle and Jekyll.
Hello? Hello? Can you guys hear me? Oh, that's good. Happy birthday, Osmond. Alright. Is Osmond not on the line? Oh, well. Anyway, hello. I'm working on my homework right now.
Michael, Colin Charlie? I'm going to kill you!
Brian Laurie?
Hi, I'm Michael from Kentucky. The Everly Brothers.
Hello, Tom. Hello, Tom. This is Jason from Huntsville, Alabama, Tom. Fantastic. It's fantastic. Well, I had a thing, but it won't work in this format, I don't think, so I'll just give you one for the topic. All right. Ed and Hi from Raising Arizona.
To a Taylor Swift concert.
I wore shorts and a t-shirt. It was August.
What do you wear to a Taylor Swift concert?
I wore shorts and a t-shirt. It was August.
Bam! 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 Bam!
Caravan Pictures presents the movie The Phone Company Doesn't Want You to See.
Hey, jerky!
Oh,
what?
Who the hell is this?
Our Lady of Sorrows from this.
Oh, I got hemorrhoids bad. My hiney's killing me.
And action! The Jerky Boys, the movie starring the Jerky Boys themselves, Johnny Brennan and Kamal Hamed.
Watch this.
What are you doing?
Oh, you!
Cut it out!
Stop screwing around on that telephone.
Featuring Alan Arkin and William Hickey.
Do I know you?
Sure you know me, Chief. We go way back.
They call me Rubberneck.
And cut! And directed by James Melkonian.
They're sort of two down and outers that all they really know how to do is hassle people over the phone.
Yeah, put Tony on. Is he there?
Yeah, who's calling?
Look, Jerky, I don't need to talk to you.
Send me Tony, I said.
Okay, hold on.
The movie is based a lot on the first album and the new album. There's actual characters.
at the count of three, I want you all to tell me the name of my DJ. 1, 2, 3.
I am Jason Gore, going to be in here with you for a couple of hours. And at 9 o'clock tonight, from 9 until midnight, 3 hours of some of the deepest classic rock you've ever heard on the radio. In fact, some of it you may have never heard on the radio.
Yo, I got to hear that one more time, man. 1, 2, 3.
Jason Gore in with you until 6 a.m. So if there's anything I can do for you on this Saturday morning, 404-741-9696. We'll do some 38 special coming up. After this, we are back with Steppenwolf right here on 96 Rock.
That's my second favorite book of all time. You know what my first is? The Bible. Nothing beats the Bible. Nothing beats the Bible. Not even the Art of the Deal. Not even close.
Bird dog and chicks and getting loaded.
Right.
And these guys are talking about comic books and those collectibles.
Michael, I'm going to kill you!
I am officially running for President of the United States. And we are going to make our country great again.
Once I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion. I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high. Though my eyes could see, I still was a blind man. Though my mind could think, I still was a madman. I hear voices when I'm dreaming. I can hear them say,
Michael, I'm going to kill you!
What do you wear to a Taylor Swift concert?
I wore sweats and shirts and shorts and a t-shirt. It was all...
I fell in love in the front seat of a 56 Ford at a drive-in movie, sliding over toward a girl in shorts and necking a little on a bench seat, no gear shift in the middle. She was young and eager. It didn't take much to slip her in gear and let out the clutch, but the beautiful bench where we performed our feats has been replaced by two bucket seats. And the brake lever, gear shift, and armrest between me and the girl I love best.
stronger than dirt.
Oh! Hey, Mike. You like that one? You got a new one. You like that? What's that?
The Mike Francesa stuff.
You like that?
I love it.
What do you think of this one?
I mean, I never liked Led Zeppelin. I never liked heavy rock. I hate, like, if you ask me, like, those real, like, Grand Funk Railroad or even the crazy Mega, you know, the Megadeth.
He's mad at Megadeth and Grand Funk Railroad. What a goon.
Michael, I'm going to kill you.
Best show.
Hey, this is Caroline in Brooklyn. How's it going?
It's going. How are you?
I'm all right. I got a couple for the topic.
Oh, what do you got? Because we're doing the best duo ever.
I know. I've been thinking about it. What makes a great duo?
What do you think makes a great duo?
I think that the two of them together are more effective than if they were separate.
Yes. Yes. That might be the key.
They're worthless apart. But together they are notorious.
Okay. Well, with you stating that as the as the boundaries, what would you put next?
Statler and Waldorf.
No. Muppets. Muppets suck.
So all right. What about Nichols and May?
Yeah, I would put them on. Absolutely.
All right.
Where are the Sonic guys? Okay, then put them at 46.
Calvin and Hodger at 46.
What's the lowest possible spot?
48.
Nichols and May are at 48.
All right.
Great job, Caroline. Thank you.
Thank you.
Best show.
Hey, Tom, it's Lisa in Orlando.
Lisa, how are you?
I'm well. How are you? I mean, I'm good. I'm sorry. Someone commented earlier they hated when people say, I'm well. So I'm good.
You can say whatever you want.
I've got one for the duos.
What do you got?
The Mail Brothers.
Yes. Of course.
Yes.
Of course the Mail Brothers. I've been listening to Sparks for the last few weeks like crazy.
You know, Kimono My House was the very first album I owned of my very own.
Really?
I have it on my wall.
I have Sparks in the sound collage. I have a Sparks loop I built. Well, I built
very
it.
Nice.
Took me
30
it's seconds.
Meant to be.
From I Like Girls. You know that song I Like Girls?
I do.
Oh, well, that's in. I got that one.
Excellent. I love them. I always have, and I think they should definitely be in the top 50.
Well, yeah, they will be. Let's. What slots are open in the 20s? Ooh, a lot of 20. Okay. 22.
Excellent. Yay.
Ron and Russell Mail.
Awesome.
Great one, Lisa. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
Best show.
Hey.
Hey. What's going on with you?
I got a best duo.
What do you got? What's the best duo?
I got Travis Bickle and Iris.
No. That's actually a fair one, though. Explain. Yeah. Rationalize it for me, Chief.
So they go on an adventure together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, the adventure in the house. He rescues her.
Yeah.
He gets her back to, you know, her mom and dad. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yes.
He feels a connection to her.
Yes. It's really the Joseph Campbell hero's journey.
Yeah, totally. He is. It's
not
part of the
doing
myth,
it though.
Right?
Not doing it. Sorry, creeps me out too much. Goodbye. Best show.
Hello.
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 Seriously, you can't hear me.
Hello, I can hear you. Hello. Oh,
hello. Hi, I can hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, then why are we both saying hello?
I was saying it.
You were saying it.
We were already talking. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I kind of liked it, though, in a weird way. It was funny because you're going, hello, and I'm going, hello? And then you're going, hello. And I went, hello. And we both heard each other the whole time.
You sounded like you couldn't hear me. I got confused.
Don't worry. To whom am I speaking?
This is Beth.
Beth, where are you calling from?
Long Island.
Long Island. Where in Long Island? You're calling from Mayo Pack or Roxville. What's another thing out there in Long Island? Northport.
No, I'm
Scarsdale.
Not. No.
No. Do you have something for the topic, Beth? Do you have something?
Yeah, I was thinking Michael Jackson and Bubbles.
That's a pretty good one. Bubbles, his chimpanzee, right?
Yeah.
They were a good team. Is Bubbles still with us?
I'm pretty sure he might be in a zoo somewhere. Maybe.
Dudio says Bubbles is still alive. Yeah, Michael Jackson and Bubbles. Put him in the 30s somewhere. 35, Michael Jackson and Bubbles. Great job. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, Bubbles was born in 1983, still alive.
Bubbles still rocking it. All right. Best show.
Yeah.
Okay. You said, yeah. What do you want me to do? You called me, bro.
Is this AP Mike?
No, it's Tom.
Tom? Oh, I'm listening live. Sorry. Hey, I got something for the topic tonight.
Okay. Well, what's your name?
I'm Joe from Boise.
Joe from Boise. What's up in Boise tonight?
Oh, not much. Just hanging out on the patio and it's
right?
A pretty nice night.
Yeah.
So, Sharpling and Gethard.
What?
SS Mutant.
Yeah,
is that going to happen?
It's
or what's
not.
Going on?
It isn't. 0% chance of it happening.
0% chance?
Zero.
Somebody had you talked into it at one point.
Nope. That's a good one. Somebody put Violent J and Shaggy 2 Dope. They should be on it, right? They're like our Hope and Crosby.
Yeah, I think so. I think that would be great. I want to learn to square dance from Mike.
You're all over the map tonight, aren't you? What are you doing out there? What? Tell me what you're doing. Are you a little buzz? You drunk? A little drunk? I'm not judging.
I might have had a beer.
That's all right. Good. It's nighttime. You're an adult.
Yeah.
You're responsible.
I'll get to bed at a decent time and go to work.
Exactly.
Tomorrow.
Right. Wake up with barf all over the sheets. Right.
No.
No,
that's never happened. That's not till the weekend.
Till the weekend. What's the worst place you woke up and you were just like, oh, boy.
Oh.
It's boring out here in Boise, right?
No. I've been in worse places in Boise.
What's the worst place you woke up? Car wash?
No, never anything like that, no. I can't think of anything.
All right. What did
How
you
about you, Tom? What's the worst place you've woken up?
In my own skin. Every day.
Oh. Come on.
I'm a prisoner on this planet.
Prisoner on this planet. Well, I'm a new listener, and I love the show.
Well, look, I'm glad you're a part of the fold. We need guys like you. What brought you to the show? Tell me what brought it, what put it on your radar?
Believe it or not, it would be the Todd Berry podcast.
Oh, that's nice. That's a good one. I did Todd's podcast a couple years ago.
Yeah, I heard that show.
Yeah, well, welcome.
And I thought, man, I was catching up on some of his older episodes, and I was like, oh, I need to check out the best show.
I love it. Well, you're here. Welcome. Stick around
awesome.
For a while.
Excellent, I will.
Have a grand evening. Best show.
Hey, I got one for Tom.
All right, this is Tom.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Hi.
My suggestion is Mutt and Jeff.
I don't know. I know what that is. It was a gasoline alley or something? What is that?
Well, they're two funny fellows. One is very tall. One is very small. They both have mustaches. They say OG a lot.
Wow, I've never heard a more convincing case made for immortality on this list.
Number one, right?
I'm not putting them on the list. What do you like about Mutt and Jeff? Other than it's what old timers call other people.
Well, the height difference is very interesting. Also, sure. The fact that they both have mustaches.
Sure. They both have mustaches. Where are you calling from?
Where
80% of... Hold on. You're in Brooklyn and you're impressed by someone with a mustache?
Only old-timey guys with mustaches, but not guys nowadays to try to dress old-timey.
I'm going to try to do this. I'm going to try to do Smokey and the Bandit, but with Brooklyn and Harry's razors. Like bringing in the razors, but it'll be the opposite of Smokey and the Bandit. It'll be something that people didn't want, right?
As long as it's razor scooters.
Goodbye. I never thought I'd say this. You're an embarrassment to Brooklyn. Didn't think it was possible. Best show. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
It's Teresa from Kentucky.
Teresa from Kentucky. What's going on in Kentucky tonight? Are you in Louisville, perhaps?
No, further west.
What's going on in western Kentucky tonight?
Well, it's film festival season.
Film festival season? What's the name of the film festival?
Well, there are two near me. I just got done volunteering at Alhambra Theater Film Festival.
Okay. Is there a movie that's playing at it that you're looking forward to seeing?
What I saw that was really good was Edmund, which is a short animation that's basically a felt person unraveling. There's this one frame that looks pretty much like Moonrise Kingdom. It's all these children in animal costumes.
Hmm.
But one child bites another child, and there's felt blood, and it's all just really twisted.
You know a movie I saw that I liked a lot? Chunnel.
I'm sorry?
I saw this movie, Chunnel.
Chunnel?
Yeah. It's very good.
Hmm. What is it?
It's an action movie. It's from the 90s.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah.
Is the dialogue like the... I mean, in proportion to the action, is the action stronger than the... dialogue?
No, it's fine. It was funny. I was seeing it, and this one guy came in screaming, weirdest thing, started screaming, looking for his friends, and he was like yelling, looking for them. It turned out he was in the wrong theater the whole time. He was like, I know you're in here. And then somebody was like, hey, we're trying to watch a movie here. And then someone else was like, there's a 9 o'clock show also playing at this theater. And then he went, okay, I'm sorry. And then someone threw a thing of popcorn at him.
I'm glad that didn't happen so much this weekend.
I'm glad it didn't happen on your watch, right?
Not on my watch. I found the discs that were in the wrong audio format, like ahead of time, so we could not lose an hour of programming.
Good. Do you have something for the topic?
God, I shouldn't have said that.
Did you have something for the topic by any chance?
Yes, I did have something for the topic.
What do you got?
I wanted to ask your opinion. Would you consider Vern and Ernest a duo, considering that one of them may be imaginary?
Who is that now?
You know, Hey Vern, it's Ernest.
Oh, Hey Vern. So you're talking about Ernest and Vern.
Ernest P. Worrell and Vern.
Well, that, yes, they make the list. Of course they make the list. What's available in the low 30s?
I feel like I have to shout out Ernest because he's from around here.
Who is that? What's that dude, yo?
Jim Varney.
Don't worry. 31, fine. 31, Ernest and Vern. Ernest P. Worrell.
Like, if Vernon was too imaginary, I was going to follow up with, what about all the collective trolls in Ernest Scared Stupid? Because I'm pretty sure only one troll registered in my consciousness.
No, you made the list already. You don't sweat it anymore. You made it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good time at the film festival.
Thanks.
Bye. Best show.
Hey, Tom. This is Macro in Seattle.
Macro in Seattle.
I got one for the topic.
What do you got?
Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
Yeah, I don't know. There's got to be a... Look, those guys had a ton of hits. Didn't do it for me, though, personally. I like those songs, but that's not exactly my scene.
Alrighty.
Good one, though. Is there another producing duo?
Not off the top of my head. I mean, those guys ruled the late 80s and 90s. I'm sure there are, but that was the one I had in mind. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. Well, thanks, bro. Best show. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
To whom am I speaking?
This is Rose in Minneapolis.
Rose in Minneapolis. What's going on tonight?
I've got two for the topic.
What do you got?
I have Pierre and Marie Curie.
What? That's smart stuff. Teach it to me and maybe I'll put it on the list, but I'm dumb.
Well, Nobel Prize winning. They worked both separately and together, so.
What? Oh, I just woke up. You said Nobel Prize winning. I fell asleep. I'm kidding.
Well, we'll try the other one then.
All right.
Coco the Gorilla and the Kitten.
There you go. Now you're talking my language. The language of dummies.
Universally loved, right?
Hey, Dudio. Yeah. Coco and the Gorilla. Where should that go? That's 17. 25. Mike gave me this list. He said, Mike had a really good one. He wants to put the you ever see that commercial with the woman, the animated commercial with the woman and the giant human-sized opioid that's walking around with her?
Not at all.
Okay, well, he wants to put that on. Put the woman with the opioid in the 20s, 25 maybe? And then Coco and the Kitten. What was the deal with Coco the Gorilla and the Kitten? Remember?
The gorilla adopted the kitten.
That's right. That's a good team. Remember
and named
when
it all ball apparently.
Remember when they said that Coco the Gorilla was sad about Robin Williams? I didn't believe that. That sounded like they amped that up a little bit.
That does.
Right. He did the sign that he was. It's like, what? What's he reading the paper?
How many Robin Williams movies has the gorilla seen?
I think he met Robin Williams once. Like, Robin Williams came by and, like, met Coco and then heard that he died. Look, it's possible. It just still sounds a little convenient to me.
Well, he was pretty hairy.
Yeah. If you shaved Coco, he'd
so maybe there was some, like, you
shaved
know,
Robin Williams,
the gorilla
like
felt
Coco.
A kinship with him because of that.
Yeah. 45, Coco and the Kitten. There you go.
Sounds good.
Thanks for the call. Best show. Welcome.
Hi, Tom. This is Mike from Kentucky.
A lot of Kentucky coming through. What are you calling from, a CB radio there? That's a...
No, I called earlier. Actually, I called the Everly Brothers and you yelled at me. No.
Wait, you called earlier?
One,
what happened?
I when called
you...
during the...
What happened?
Well, you, yeah. I called earlier and you, oh boy.
What? No, go ahead. I'm listening. You have something else for the topic?
I have another one. I do have another one.
What do you got?
Morris.
He thought he was. He thought I was going to let it go, and then I hung up. The first sound that he made was brought. I actually do have one for the topic. More. Best show.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. Somebody, hi, did you hear the story I told about being at the movies and then that some guy was screaming when I was seeing Chunnel?
I didn't hear that yet. Okay, well, I'm sorry. Fine.
That's why God invented podcasts. What do you got for the topic, bro?
Well, I got kind of an oldie here.
All right.
I'm gonna go with Sheriff Taylor and Deputy Spice.
Oh, they make the list, definitely. But yeah. Are you sure? How is Opie, is Andy Taylor and Opie the duo? You know what I mean? In one way, you could think it was the father and son were a duo.
Well, I think in certain episodes, they kind of, collaborated. But
you're right, though. On the whole, they go high on the list. What's in the teens, guys? 16.
And for an honorary third member of that team, what about Otis? You know, that dude who was always in jail, you know, he'd let himself in.
Why? It's duos. It's not teams.
Right. Well,
why are you undoing your own? You landed somebody at number 16 on the list. You landed a duo at 16, and then you tried to undo it.
Sorry.
No, you should don't. If you're gonna say you're sorry, talk to the mirror, bro.
Yeah.
Do you have a history of undoing your successes? Seriously.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Most of us do.
Yeah.
I see. I watch the rest of you move around. All I do is move from success to success. I don't understand the concept of failure.
Well, I always wonder what it must be like. If Otis can't...
You're doing it again. Get off my phone. I'm sparing you of getting your own thing removed from the topic. Best show.
Yeah, it's Michael from St. Paul.
Ah, Michael from St. Paul. A lot of Kentucky and Minneapolis tonight. What's up?
Yeah, I'm going to go from your show, Steven Universe, Ruby and Sapphire. Mm.
Can't do it. It's too many... Well, no, that's a duo. Yeah, you're right. Interesting. I feel like it's the pay. I feel like I'm on the corporate teat if I put them on the list, though. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm on the corporate teat.
I gotcha. The
people that put food on my table.
I will say one other duo that you turned me on to by pointing me out to when AP Mike was on Truth or Myth with Smith episode 2, Brett Davis and Darren Maybe.
Brett's a lone wolf.
Okay.
I've had enough of you. Best show.
Hey, Tom, this is Andy from Birmingham. I'd like to suggest Rocky and Mick.
Rocky, the boxer.
And Mick.
Rocky Balboa. Do we ever learn his actual first name in any of these movies? Does anybody think about that? His name's not Rocky, right?
What is Rochester. It? It's a nickname, right?
Stop. His name's not Rochester. That would be pretty awesome. Rochester Balboa. And Mickey. You think Mickey is the guy?
It could be Apollo, but, you know, Mick is his go-to buddy. He's always there.
Why don't we put Rocky and Adonis Creed on the list?
Whoa.
Right? Let's shake it up. Let's shake it up. Put Rocky and Adonis Creed in the 30s somewhere, please.
I like it.
You're done. Best show.
Hi. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I got something for the topic.
What do you got?
Werner Herzog and Klaus Kinski.
I'm going to bring the other dudes in. That is a good one. Werner Herzog and Klaus Kinski, who were a duo who were joined at the hip and they couldn't stop. They fought and fought. Yeah, put them in the 20 somewhere, guys. Where? Perfect, 21. According to Wikipedia, Bad Guy Zero, working it hard, says Rocky's legal first name is Robert. Well, that makes me not like the movies. I don't like Robert Balboa.
Hey, yo, it's me, Robert Balboa. Yeah, they call me Rocky, and you know, but my name's actually Robert.
Oh, I'm out.
Yeah. Robbie doesn't have the same ring to it.
Robbie Balboa, right?
Yeah.
So this whole thing hinges on someone giving this dude a quality nickname.
I guess he got lucky.
Lucky? That was the luckiest break he ever got when somebody called him Rocky, right?
Yeah.
They didn't call him Meathead, right? Those would be different movies. Meathead. Yeah, I went to see Meathead 4. Right? Did you see there's a new Meathead movie out? He fights this Russian guy in it.
Meathead versus Mr. T?
No, that's Meathead 3.
Oh, well.
When he fights Clubber Lang. With another nickname, Clubber! He's lucky he got that nickname, Clubber. Because what's his first name? Claude? Claude Lang? Is there a legal first name for Clubber Lang? Do we have that, anyone? Can someone please? Paulie and the Robot from Rocky IV. That's a, but you know what? The rope, that's some thin soup. Somebody's saying Don Quixote. James. It's James. So it's Robert Balboa and James Lang. Sounds like game show hosts, right?
Yeah.
Mike? Somebody, Don Quixote?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's pronounced
Quixote. Quixote.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Sancho Panza.
And that's who they said he was paired with. Yeah. Don Quixote. And what is that now? Was that a comic strip?
It was a book.
It was a book. And what's that book called?
I thought it was just called Don Quixote.
You know what's funny about, look, I'm playing dumb a little bit here. I am like Don Quixote with the book Don Quixote because it will take me my entire life to read that whole thing. I've gone 100-something pages into it twice, and it sits there. I'm the one tilting at windmills, right? Isn't that what they say? Tilting at windmills?
Fighting windmills?
What? Fighting them. Isn't it tilt, Mike, tilting at windmills? Does that mean anything? Right? Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. I'm not as dumb as I sound. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm going to put, who did you say again? I'm so sorry.
Werner Herzog and Klaus.
Yeah, you made you did it. You placed a good one.
Great. That was great.
Have a great night.
You too.
Fred Sanford and Lamont were hardly a team. Every episode. Come on, Pop. Boy, he did not. Right? Come on, Pop. Zoe's letting Lamont down. There should have been an episode where they all just actually left. You know what's great about Sanford and Son? Red Fox clearly got so bored with this show. I've seen two episodes where he played like Red Fox on episodes. Be like, he would go to a thing and meet Red Fox. And Red Fox could wear, like, what he actually wore. Like, he clearly wanted to just wear his own clothes at work. Not have to dress in these hobo clothes. The garbage man's clothes. Like, the guy running a junk house. And Red Fox is like, I don't know, super nice clothes. I gotta change into this flannel shirt and suspenders. Can I wear this nice stuff? Write a thing where I wear the nice stuff. Best show.
Hey, Tom, this is Barton in Los Angeles.
Barton.
What do you got,
Barton?
Topic.
What do you got, Barton?
I have O.C. and Spigs, the Robert Altman movie.
I've never seen it. Isn't that horrible? I've never seen it.
It's not horrible, but it's worth checking out for sure.
I will.
I saw it right before Netflix stopped doing the DVDs. So maybe Mike could watch it.
All right.
The other one I have is
Mike lent me a Netflix thing, and I gotta say I threw it out in the garbage. He lent me an actual disc.
What movie was it?
Let me Django, not Django Unchained, because he wanted to make a point of Django being better than Django. Like, it's like, we get it. You don't like these
Quentin Tarantino movies. Yeah, I know he doesn't like Tarantino.
So it was a Franco Nero movie. Mike's like, this is so much better than what Quentin Tarantino did.
Did you start it and then throw it out, or just
I tossed it out the window of my car driving
Didn't even pop it in for a second.
A few weeks ago. It's somewhere. It's somewhere on, as Bruce Springsteen said, somewhere in the swamps of Jersey.
Yeah, it's where Ralphie Cifaretto was ended up.
Yes.
So I had another one. Not that funny, but Larry Sanders and Artie.
Is that a T? Are they? Well, Larry Sanders and Artie, not Larry and Hank.
It could be Hank too. Hank would work too. I just thought he and Artie were. I like them both. I don't really have an opinion.
This is why he yelled at me. This subject matter is why Gary Shandling yelled at me. It's sticky waters for me.
That's true.
I would say anybody, if you can slide the duo-ness of to another person very easily, it's not a pure duo. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. So I think, yeah, they had different relationships, but they were equally important.
Goofus and Gallant, would they make it? What do you think about that?
I wouldn't say no.
You ever read Highlights?
Yeah, I did, in doctor's offices.
How many adults do you think are getting Highlight? If you found out about an adult getting Highlights magazine sent to their house
with no kids
in the house, would you call the CIA?
I would probably create distance and then alert a lot of people.
Yeah.
I have one more.
What do you got?
I have Jeff Bridges and Ryan Reynolds in that movie R.I.P.D.
I gotta say, I've never seen that movie. I kind of want to put it on the list.
I saw it, and I don't remember literally any of it. But I think it exists.
What a glowing endorsement! I saw it, and I literally don't remember any of it.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some movies that you've seen like that. But
That was Ryan Reynolds when he was like on the ropes.
Yeah. This really revived him.
Pre-Deadpool. He's got pre-Deadpool and after Deadpool, right?
Yeah, I think the action in this, which again, I remember that there was action, but I don't really remember what it was about.
Who do you think would win in a fresh mouth competition, Deadpool or Rocket Raccoon? If they were just...
I haven't had the pleasure of seeing Deadpool yet on a plane, so I couldn't comment.
What airline is going to show that? If you go on a plane and you see that's on it, get off the plane.
If I would have guessed, well, I don't know, I would say Virgin America is very likely.
I flew Virgin America, and I was, first of all, just take ESPN2 off the thing. You never have it.
It has like ESPNU, too.
Channel not available. Yeah, of course. It's never been available for 3 years. I've been flying this airline. You don't have it. Remove it from the thing. It's not an option.
They also have the San Francisco Giants network, which is, I'm sure everybody wants to tune into that when they're flying.
Yeah, this is what Virgin America has. A GoPro channel, which, as if flying isn't nauseating enough. Like, sure, I'm already vaguely nauseous being on this plane. Let me watch someone snowboard from the snowboard's point of view. That won't make me sick at all. They have the San Francisco Giants channel. And they have like Virgin programmed channel.
Yeah, it's very controlled. I saw that GoPro channel from someone sitting in front of me. I could just like see over their shoulder, and it was
puke on their head.
It was a lion jumping on a guy that was. I was affectionate, but like,
yeah,
but like it was. You know how like a dog would hug you with its paws over your shoulder?
Sure.
That's
what
the lion was doing in GoPro
style. We're ready to fly. And we're going to move on up to the sky. Right?
Yeah, with that kid.
That kid who's just like, hey, everybody, you can't smoke on planes.
You can't, even though I listen to my music while that's happening, you can't turn it up high enough to drain it out.
No. And then that one kid's like, yeah, with the air mask. Right.
Just think about. I always think about how many people are in it, and then how many people tried out for it.
Then there's that Daft Punk. Right when it's like
they do like the robot. to buckle seatbelts. Yeah.
Best person in that commercial, first flight attendant who mocks you for not knowing what a seatbelt is.
They used to have like a cartoon that mocked you. Now it's an actual human.
Yeah.
The older video. Been flying on Virgin America for years. I know all about it.
I love how when you get on it and it's like this thing that hypes you all up and then you just have to sit there for 6 hours. Like every, oh, what a fun, lively thing. Now don't get up. The captain has told you the seatbelt light is still on. Don't get up for another hour and a half.
But you can order a bag of Chex Mix for $7 to your seat at any time.
And you know the other thing with that, the Virgin America thing? This stuff sells out so fast on that food menu because you can buy. For people who don't know, because Virgin America flies out of three airports, so most of you haven't experienced it. You can order, instead of them bringing the cart down the aisle where you ask and you buy the stuff from them in the moment, you pick what you want, you order it, and then they bring it to you, and you swipe your credit card at the seat. But like it seems like they bring two of every item on. The only thing left are those weird vanilla popcorn.
Yeah, I usually end up getting like a granola bar or, like I said, Chex Mix, and that's my meal.
Yeah.
With some not-free soda. Or whatever I'm drinking is not free.
Yeah.
But I ordered it from a screen.
You know what the name of my book is going to be? My memoir?
Tell me.
Can I keep the can? Can I keep the can?
Like
it'll
it.
Be like, that sounds like a Dave Barry book. Like, Dave Barry, can I keep the can?
I would buy like, two copies.
Him flying, it'll be like a picture of him on a, like shrugging his shoulders on like an airplane set. Can I keep the can?
Would you be shrugging your shoulders or someone else?
No, I'd be shrugging my shoulders because he's just wryly frustrated with the world. Thanks for the call, bro. You're a top-notch caller. Best show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello?
To whom am I speaking?
Oh, it's DJ Terry T.
Oh, how are you?
Okay, I'm sorry. I was waiting a while. I didn't recognize your voice, actually.
That's all right. You forgot. You waited so long you forgot what show you were calling?
Exactly.
You forgot. You didn't recognize the voice. What did you think you were going to hear? Who'd you think you were going to hear?
I don't know. It's Sally. I don't know. Sally AP Mike for 2 seconds.
No, AP Mike sounds like, hello, best show.
Right, exactly. So that's why I got confused. So yeah, just really, I have like a billion, okay?
Okay.
But just let me know. Did someone do Jason Slawdog and Sarsaparilla, the Swinging Gorilla?
I don't know if that's a pure duo.
Oh, okay.
Because Jason wasn't friends with Sarsaparilla. He just was announcing his live show.
All right. Did anyone do AP Mike and the Silver Bullet?
Oh, that's a good one. What's in the top 10? What's left in the top 10?
We have 2, 4.
4. Goes 4. Number 4, AP Mike and a can of Coors Light. Are you okay with that, Mike? Okay.
Did anybody do, I missed very, 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 did anyone do Bob and Ray?
They're on the list already. They made the list.
Oh, sorry. But similarly, how about Chris Elliott from Get a Life and Spewy?
But that, again, is not a pure duo.
Spewy.
He ends up eating Spewy.
What about, did someone do Vance and Gary the Squirrel?
That's a good one.
That Gary was Lisa Songs on Twitter, by the way. I saw that one.
Well, okay. Songs. Who did that one?
At Lisa Songs.
Okay.
And also,
top 10. What's available in the top 10? What's in the teens? 10. Gary the Squirrel and Vance.
Yeah. I And then
Gary was telling me, by the way, that Vance is going to come in next week. Finally.
Nice. Yeah. I know, you're playing all this prog. Try to lure him in.
That was exactly it.
And then does anybody do eggs and grease nose?
No, I'm not pairing with Tommy. I put Hollywood Handbook on the list. They're number 50. Right at the bottom.
Okay.
That's what you got to do with the competition. It's like negging them. It's like you give them a thing, but you take it back at the same time. Then they're not sure whether you like them or hate them.
Keep them on their toes. Similarly about the competition, what about Tim and Eric?
They're on the list.
I mean, the review show. Oh my God, Greg Turkington and.
But they're not. But
cinema at the cinema.
Absolute look. But the thing is, the Tim on that would deny being partners with Greg. Greg would say that they're partners. Tim would say he's the sole host, and Greg is just a guest.
But they're so funny. All right.
It's not about who's funny or not. They're funny. Of course they're funny.
I know. I know. I'm not. You know what? I just a couple few music ones, okay? This one was suggested by at Intersubjective. Did someone do Hall & Oates?
No, we didn't get them on.
Frippinino?
Frippinino, I'd probably put up. Frippinino, put them. Yeah. What's in the 20s? 23, Robert Fripp and Brian Eno, please.
And did anyone do the White Stripes?
Yeah, White Stripes. Put White Stripes on, please. Where should they go, Dudio? Yeah. White Stripes make the list. I'm not putting Jake the Snake in his snake. If you can't name the snake, does the snake have a name? It can't just be a snake. Like, this dude hangs out with all sorts of snakes. Like, it's like, it's not Jake the Snake and the species of snakes, right? That's not a team. Jake the Snake and whatever snake he got in the city he was wrestling in to show up. Somebody saying Clifford and Martin Daniels from the movie Clifford. I don't know.
Hi, this is
Martin Daniels, and I've got a bomb under City Hall. Remember when Clifford edited that audio?
Well, or what about Clifford and his dinosaur? What's
Stefan?
The dinosaur say?
Oh, that.
Stefan, yeah.
Yeah. What's in the 30s? 30. Clifford and Stefan, his pet dinosaur. What about that wrestler? What was that female wrestler, Kerry Strug? What was that? And that coach, Bella. Remember that? Well, that wasn't wrestling. That was gymnastics. Right. What was that? Should they make it? No.
Well, what about R2-D2 and C-3PO?
I'm not putting C-3PO anywhere near my list. He sucks.
All right. Well, you had the Coen brothers.
Yeah, they're on the list. Coen brothers on the
list. Can I suggest the Wachowski sisters?
Yes. Yeah, let's put the Wachowskis on there.
It's like,
what's in the 20s?
Four favorite movies of all time come from those.
What are your four favorite movies, Terry?
The Matrix, V for Vendetta, Cloud Atlas, Jupiter Ascending. I don't know.
Ascending.
Cloud. Ascending. But I mean, less so. I mean.
Yes. Let's put the Wachowskis. The Wachowskis make the list. I need a basketball one too. I'm trying to think of who, like a good team, like a good duo. Like not Walt Frazier and Earl Monroe.
Rick Pitino.
You're just yelling names now. He's a coach.
I know.
You don't know. You're just yelling out names associated with basketball. All right, on that note.
Wait, I got one more.
One more. Okay, what else?
One more.
What do you have?
Right.
the tragedy and comedy masks. There's like, you know those masks that like theater majors?
Oh, I know the masks. I think they might have to make it. I think the masks might have to make it.
As masks.
As masks.
As symbols of the art of theater.
Yes.
I think you need to try.
What's the lowest open slot? 47, the tragedy and comedy mask.
You can make that way lower. But anyway, all right. Well, thank you.
Great. Right, thank you, Terry T.
I shall see you.
Yes.
Oh, you know, actually, somebody actually suggested you and me.
Interesting.
I don't know if we could put that.
I'm on the list already, though.
You're on the list already. There you go.
Andy Kindler just said Rick and Pitino, so he knows even less about basketball than you do.
I know.
I'll put me and you on the list.
Oh, no, don't put me.
No.
Yes. No. No. Yes.
All right. Like it's an option.
All right. Yes.
All right. You have
you
a good
can
night.
Just hit it off.
Have a great night.
All right. Good night.
Fare thee well. KD and Russell, I don't want to put Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook. That's not a, those guys are doing their own thing. And they happen to wear the same uniform as they do it. I love them, but they're doing their own thing. The Bash Brothers, though. Jose Canseco and Mark McGuire. What's in the 40s? 44, the Bash Brothers, please. Jose Canseco, Mark McGuire. Best show.
Hi, Tom. This is Trent from Nashville.
Trent?
No, Trent. T-R-E-T.
Trent. How are you tonight, Trent?
Very well, sir. I've got one for the topic. I know you're going short on time.
What do you got? What do you got, Trent?
A little gothy tinge, but I'm going to go with Dave Gahan and Martin Gore.
But doesn't that leave one of the Andy out? Wasn't there an Andy? There were two Andys, right?
I think so. I'm not sure.
Look, if I'm gonna look. First of all, those dudes, Martin Gore and Dave Gahan, are better than Mick Rogers and Keith Rich. Mick Jagger and Keith Richards.
Yeah.
They've got a better grasp of the blues, first of all, with those songs.
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Because those Depeche Mode songs are blues songs. We all know that. That's been the whole secret the whole time.
Yeah.
What? Here's one that should go on the list. Here's what's going on the list. Zach Walliner and Wally Wacky Man, right?
Yeah.
They should go on the list together, right?
Yeah.
Where definitely. Should they go?
Wouldn't be the first list. 38 taken?
What's that? 38.
38 taken?
That's it. It's 38 taken. Mighty Boosh.
Gosh darn it.
Hey, watch the language.
Jeepers Christmas. I apologize.
Okay. What do you got? What else you got? What else you got?
That's the only team I've got. I apologize.
Give this what was it again? I forget things as soon as they go. Yeah, Zach Wallen and Wally Wacky Man. What's in the 30s? 34. Perfect. 34.
Oh, that's great.
You did it. You placed something that I said. Good night. Best show. I'm just going to keep going. Are you enjoying the show tonight? Are you enjoying the show? Are you enjoying the show? Should I stop? Mike, should I stop? Is this a turkey of a show? Ryan, is this a dud? Bill Russell and Bob. Now, I'm not putting Bob Cousy and Bill Russell. And Patrick Ewing and Charles Oakley are not a team. They didn't set each other up. Oh, interesting. Julie Klausner and Billy Eichner. I'll put that on. Julie Klausner and Billy Eichner. What's in the 20s?
Five,
17. Yeah. Erasure is a more fitting duo, but I already put Pet Shop Boys. I'm considering that the Pet Shop Boys cover that. Where are the Pet Shop Boys?
The Pet Shop Boys are number 11.
11. What's above that?
Gary and Van.
What's the open slot?
2 and 5.
2 and 5. Put Pet Shop Boys at 5, please. And then what was that? No, I'm not putting Spud Webb and Manute Ball on the list. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, is that a team? Yes, they hosted Weekend Update together. Put them where the Pet Shop Boys were, please. Violent J and Shaggy 2-Dub, what's available in the teens? 14. 14, that's where they go, please. Is there someone on the line?
Yes, there is.
I can't even remember what we talked about. Are you new? Did we talk already? I'm so sorry.
No, I'm new. This is Rob from Rochester, New York. How you doing?
Rob, what's going on?
Hey, I got kind of an obscure one from electronic music, and then I got one that's maybe not quite so obscure.
What do you got?
You ever heard of Dom and Roland?
Don and Roland?
No, D-O-M.
No, I don't know Dom and Roland. Why don't I know Dom and Roland?
Drum and bass producer, but the interesting thing about them is that Dom is a human and Roland is a sampler.
Same situation. Roland also played in Big Black.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Was Roland a drum machine in Big Black?
Yes, he was.
Okay, so.
Or she.
Different.
I don't know. So,
different Roland.
Yeah.
And then.
All right. Any other ones?
Yeah, maybe a little bit less obscure. How about DJ Shadow and Cut Chemist?
No, I'm not putting
that. No?
Nope, sorry. Maybe I should put Skrillex and Diplo. Aren't they bros? Right?
Yeah.
Don't they make $3 million for DJing and stuff? I'm here DJing this thing every week. So I DJ here, do the show, go home and sell my books to keep it going. Those dudes show up in Ibiza, and then somebody drops a giant bag of money on their heads. Just because they played a Candy Girl, New Edition song, right?
Right, yeah.
Is Candy Girl New Edition or New Order? Which one's which?
Got me.
Which one had the bass player that quit, and which one had the makings of Belle Biv DeVoe in it? Was that New Order?
It looks like New Edition.
New Edition, okay. Great. Thanks, bro. Best show. Hello.
Hello?
Muttley and Dick Dastardly, somebody's saying. Is his name Dick Dastardly? Hello?
Hello, Tom?
Yes.
Hello, this is Dan in Delaware.
Dan in Delaware, what's going on?
First time, long time.
Welcome back.
Mike and the Mad Dog.
No.
All right.
Did you hear the clips I was playing of Mike Francesa? Did you like that?
Of course.
Did you like hearing him talk about Grand Funk Railroad?
It's the best.
Courtesy of John Solomon, who called earlier, pointed those clips out to me. Best show.
Hey, Tom.
Hi.
I was going to call in for Violent J and Shaggy 2-Dope, but I have 2 basketball ones for you.
They made it already. What do you got?
I got, Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen, obviously.
No.
And Oscar Robertson and Kareem.
Nope. Well, first of all, Oscar Robertson played with Lou Alcindor, I believe, right? No, he played
true.
With... No, I think it was like 71 that he... Was it 71 that he became Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
I think he was still Lou when they won the title.
When the Bucks won in 71.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the Bucks won in 72, right?
One of those 2 years, I'm not sure exactly, but he changed right around then.
Yes. I'm still not putting them on.
Okay.
You know what's funny is that, what did you say first?
Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen.
Yeah. This is what I wish for these Bulls fans, You know, you're watching this Bulls team from 15 years ago won 72 games, right? And they're about to watch that record get unbroken. These Bulls fans, you're never going to win. It's like you made this mess. Now I'm trying to think of how to say what I'm trying to say. You're watching another team break the record, and you're watching another team dominate and drain all the fun out of the NBA. Now you know what it felt like with your dumb team winning every game. That's what it felt like watching those guys win. If one Bulls fan complains about the Warriors, I don't want to hear it, because you were the Warriors, but more obnoxious even somehow.
And they have that terrible owner that they're stuck with, which is what they get.
Krause.
Yep.
No, Reinsdorf.
Yeah, that's right. Krause is the GM.
Yeah, Crumbs they called him. They called Michael Jordan called him Crumbs because he always had crumbs on his shirt.
I did not know that part.
How fast would Michael Jordan have been banned from the NBA with his, like, straight-up bullying now? Like, now some dude on a team would just film him with their phone, and you'd get him, like, screaming in some guy's face, calling him, like, horrible names, and then, but now it would be public. Like, it wouldn't just be these stories, oh, Michael Jordan started yelling in this guy's face, called him with every name in the book. It would come out, and he'd get suspended.
Yeah, he ran plenty of teammates out of practice.
Yeah.
Nearly in tears.
Yeah, go talk to Kwame Brown about it. Best thing that happened, though, Steve Kerr, that little rat, best thing he ever did, he stood up to Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan, in practice, Michael Jordan hit him. He went at him, stood up to him. Michael Jordan punched him in the face. It's still, but then he, like, won his respect. Can you imagine? Just let's think about this concept, too. We were in practice. I was shoving you around. You didn't take it, so I punched you in the face. But then that's how you won my respect. After I punched you in the face, I respected you. That's like, it's like a sociopath. I got to say.
Yeah. I've heard if you ever meet Michael Jordan in public, you should not say hello because he will embarrass you in some way or demean you.
Who cares? What's he going to do to me?
I know, but I've heard never ask for an autograph.
He owns a terrible team that's never going to win anything. He's haunted. This is a great thing about being where I'm at right now. Michael Jordan did all his winning already. You know what I mean? He did his win. Mm-hmm. He's never going to win another thing as long as he lives. He's not going to win a game of tiddlywinks at this point. You know what I mean? Me?
Yeah.
I come here, I win every week. At this stage of my life, I'm just starting to win.
And you got AP Mike, there's your Scottie Pippen, right?
AP Mike is like my Scottie. He's like, you know, he's like Dennis Rodman. He's like the Rodman of this thing. Dudio is like Scottie Pippen. Sorry, Mike.
What's Pat?
Pat's like Ron Harper. No offense.
Well, you need a point guard.
Yeah.
So, all right. Thanks, Tom.
Goodbye. Ron Harper's not a pure point guard. Best show.
Yeah, welcome. Sam from Vetsta.
Sam, are you asking or telling?
Am I what?
Are you asking me or telling? Peyton Manning and Papa John. What's available in the top 10? Number two. They go number two. Peyton Manning and Papa John go second on this list of greatest duos of all time.
What about Pete and Pete?
Who?
Pete and Pete.
Pete and Pete. No, I'm not putting that on.
Okay.
You're an adult now. Thanks. Stop it. It's time to grow up, Pete and Pete. Best show.
Hey there. This is Florissant 6500 Carlin calling in with a few for the topic.
Okay. I don't know what that
means. I don't know what that name means, but that's what you said a couple months back.
Wait, what is it?
Fluorescence 6500 Carlin. Your words. I don't know.
I'm not remembering this at all. Does this ring a bell?
You started to go sex dwarf, and then you walked it back.
Mm-hmm.
And because someone else has that, I know. But I got a few if you'd like to hear them.
Should we put the sex from the song Sex Dwarf? What if we put the sex dwarf and his chauffeur? Like his dumb chauffeur. Doesn't he call him the dumb chauffeur? I got to look at the lyrics of Sex Dwarf. Sex Dwarf lyrics. Sugar and spice, isn't it nice? Luring disco dollies to a life of vice. Let me see here. Did he call him his dumb chauffeur? Yeah, his dumb chauffeur. What's somewhere in the 20s? 28. Sex dwarf and the dumb chauffeur, please. What do you got, buddy?
How do you feel about a duo that was really strong for a while but then dissolved?
Interesting.
Is that fair game?
Yes.
Porter Wagoner and Dolly Parton.
I don't know enough about them. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But I'll trust, okay. No, but I'm not saying it doesn't make it. Just give me a quick explanation.
They had like a mad string of hits. There was about 6 years. They were constantly in the top 10, you know, of country. It was a strong thing until one day she decided to go off and do her own thing.
All right, let's put
it. The rest is history.
Mike, is this track? Porter Wagoner and Dolly Parton? Yeah, let's. Would you put it on? Well, why wouldn't we put Johnny Cash and June Carter on? Right? If we're going to put a country duo, what would you think? All of the three country duos, George Jones and who? Tammy Wynette? George Jones and Tammy Wynette is number one. Porter Wagoner and Dolly Parton, number two. Or Johnny Cash and June Carter. Which one of those three, caller, would you put on?
Actually, I'm going to go fourth. I'm going to go completely Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn because they did the song "You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly."
Yeah, I don't know, but that's. I think you're coming unglued. Let's go with Johnny Cash. Sorry, bro. Johnny Cash and June Carter. Very high. Where could they go? 29's the highest. Put them there, please, and we'll slide. I'll slide this chart around all week. And all couples are represented by them, so I will move them higher. Best show.
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
Oh, it's going good. Who's this?
This is Alex calling from Kentucky.
Another Kentucky call.
Yeah.
What did I do to get on the Kentucky radar? Right.
Well,
Terry T yelled Rick Pitino before. Is that what did it?
this is from Lexington. I try to stay away from Rick these days.
Jim Baker and Tammy Faye. Somebody put that. That was a good team, right? What do you think?
I got one for the topic.
Okay, what do you got?
Not basketball related. I was thinking, I don't remember the villain's name, but from Inspector Gadget, him and his
I'm not putting Inspector Gadget on the thing.
Not Inspector Gadget, but the villain.
No, I'm not putting anything from it. Sorry. Anything else?
Yeah, that's it. Have a good night, Tom.
Well, I appreciate it. You have a great night. Best show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
What do you got?
How about J. Edgar DiCaprio and Armie Hammer.
I don't know about Armie Hammer. I don't think he can make the thing. Doesn't your forehead hurt when you say his name? Like it vibrates bones in your head. Armie Hammer. Like it vibrates your upper nasal passages.
Armie Hammer.
Remember him in the Entourage movie when he screamed at Vince for stealing his girlfriend, Emily Ratajkowski, or whatever her name? Ratkowski?
I don't know.
What is her name? Huh? Ratkowski? Ratjowski?
I don't know.
But right. That movie was really...
Goodbye. Best show.
Hi, Tom, how's it going?
Good. How many slots are open? Four slots. Did we put Muttley and Dick Dastardly? Let's put them somewhere. 37, please. Late entry. John Voight and... No, I'm not putting John Voight and the kid from Deliverance. We got the opioid, right?
Yeah,
yeah, because it's not happening. I thought twice about that one. Suicide has to make the list, yes. What's open? 39 for Alan Vega and Martin Rev, please. Caller, what do you got?
Hello, Tom. How's it going?
I'm good. What's up, bro?
I have a couple ideas for the topic.
Okay. What do you got?
First off, they maybe already made the list, but I didn't catch the very beginning of the show. What about Calvin and Hobbes?
I think they're wrong. They're wrong.
Okay. 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 What about... Keegan-Michael Key and Jordan Peele, the comedians.
They made it. They're on.
They're on there, too. Wow,
what?
Geez, all right.
Key and Peele are not on? That was one of the early ones. You sure, Dudio? Hmm. 40, Key and Peele. Please.
Excellent.
One slot left. Who should it be? Ann and Nancy Wilson? Bartles and James? Brett Summers and Charles Nelson Reilly? Who? Mike said Vince Neil and Nicolas Cage, who got into a fight, what, at an airport a couple days ago? I don't know about that. I got to shut this down. First of all, Mike brings his Minions keyboard in, and he wants me to pay him for it. Not paying you for this thing, Mike.
Where did he get it from?
God knows. Probably some Toys for Tots thing. That's the other thing he does, is he goes to these Toys for Tots things. And he says, these are for the... I need some toys for the tots. And he just starts grabbing stuff. Final slot. I don't know.
What's
somebody in fiction that you go? What's a team in fiction?
What about Sherlock Holmes and Watson?
Yeah, is there a better detective one than that, though? There's got to be somebody.
Better detective duo?
Yeah, there's got to be someone better than that. I'm not putting any Doctor Who thing on there. Yeah, let's.
What about what about from Moby Dick, Ahab, and the other guy?
And the whale, right? It'd have to be the whale.
Sure, the other guy, the whale.
The other guy. Put Sherlock Holmes and Watson, please. Now the list is done. Thanks, bro. Let's wrap these calls up. Then I'm going to say goodnight to people. Best show. We're winding it down here. What do you got? You're not there. Best show. You're not there. Best show.
I got some good ones.
All right, what do you got? What's your name?
O'Neill from Orlando.
O'Neill. Been a while. What do you got?
Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah, I entertained that. They didn't make the list, though.
Oh, Bert and Ernie.
Nope. Falls under the Muppet category.
Okay. Wine and Cheese.
Taking our tax... Can you believe our tax dollars went to that? Like, our like that could fill a pothole, but I've got to watch Bert and Ernie.
While meanwhile, my car, I got to get my car, my realigned because I blew my, because I drove into a pothole. I got to pay for a realignment. But don't worry, Bert and Ernie, I paid for that. Bert, and now it's on HBO. Did you know it's on HBO now?
I don't know.
Did you know that?
Sosa and Maguire?
Yeah, they're on it. They made it. Not Sosa and Maguire. Maguire and Canseco. Why would you put Sammy Sosa and... Why, because they were both in the home run race together?
Yes.
That's not a duo? That's not a duo?
They revived baseball after the strike.
Yeah, yeah, they did such a great job of it. One injection at a time, they revived it. Yeah.
Thanks, Matt.
You have a great night. Yeah, I saw an episode of Sesame Street the other day. What's his face was on it? Richie Finestra from Vinyl. He was doing coke off of Ernie's head. And he might want to check out what coke... He might not be doing coke, actually, if each time he does it, it seems like his head is going to fly 200 feet off of his shoulders. That he throws his head back. That might not be cocaine. He might really want to look into what he's snorting. Good one. Or Orson Welles and the Steak au Poivre from F for Fake. That's a very tempting one. Now I'll have the Steak au Poivre, please. One of the all-time greatest movie lines. I'll have the Steak au Poivre. Or you could put... nobody put Kathy Lee and Hoda on here. Bounce, Mike. No, Mike doesn't. Calvin and Hobbes, strike them, please, and put Kathy Lee and Hoda Kotb in their spot, please. Richie Finestra. Richie Finestra and Cocaine should make the list. That is a duo that will last a lifetime. Yeah, I'm going to check here. Bounce, No, I got to keep this list looks pretty good so far. Take Tom and Jerry off and put Richie Finestra and Cocaine, please. I love this top 10. Number 1, Sharpling and Worcester. Number 2, Peyton Manning and Papa John. Number 3, the Sonic guys. Number 4, AP Mike and a can of Coors Light. It's the most depressing thing I've ever heard. Number 5, Pet Shop Boys. Number 6, Power Man and Iron Fist. Number 7, Royal Trucks. Number 8, Bob and David. Number 9, Coen Brothers. Number 10, Gary and Vance. Please switch Tina Fey and Amy Poehler and Gary and Vance. That's a 10 and 11 switch. Yeah, well, I'll keep playing with this list. This is going to be a work in progress. My friends, the best show is over. That was a good long one. It was fun, though, right? We all had fun. I had fun. And you know what? I know it was great. I knew that. Of course it was. I did it. If I do it, I will win at it. Don't forget that. This is a show for winners only. It's the winner circle. I just call the show the winner circle, right? The winners. We did it. I'm going in the winner circle now. I'm going to go listen to a song on the way out by a band called Real Estate. A song that is a video I directed. I don't care. I'll play it. It's crime. I'm proud of my work. Another video I won. I won every video I directed. Didn't direct a turkey.
did 15 of them. 15 for 15. Go that from the field. That gets you in the Hall of Fame. Here is real estate with crime. And oh, and check out the video that Nicholas Tanik did over at I did an interview with him. It's at Network Awesome. It's an interview. Him and Jesse Elsner put a lot of work into it. So check that out. And I tweeted about it today. I'll retweet it. Here is real estate with crime. We'll be back next week.